In part two of Monster Hearts, Trap Souls.
If I come to see you, he's gonna kill me. Whatever's going on, I'm already a part of it.
I can give you power.
You know exactly what I need. My skin is my skin. My skin is my skin.
You've got bigger issues to deal with.
Okay.
Oh, so we are recording.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, before we move on to the next scene, we're just going to go around.
I shouldn't be laughing at the bunny guy carrying the corpse, but yeah, that just brings out my childish
squeal. Right.
That's a good place to start, guys.
Out of context, it's really bizarre. What I'd like to do is go around, talk about like what XP people have. And what kind of things they want to aim and drive for, and what they want as a player, not necessarily as a character, what they're interested in, like, pushing for. Mm-hmm. So that way, when we move on to the next scene, we fast forward the timeline a little bit, we can, like, make sure that we integrate what people are into. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start off with Baron?
All right. The Baron, currently, he's going to do what his his master the Tyrant wants. He's going to befriend Raven over there. But on the side, he wants to take a nice look, good look at that book, because apparently... I'm not saying I want to gain power over Tyrant, but it'd be nice.
You know he is powerful.
Oh, yeah, he is powerful. And if that power, say, some of it went my way, well, I wouldn't say no.
I mean, yeah, it'd look good for review season.
I could put on my resume. It's good application file.
Over through Dark Lord.
How do you feel about the other characters here?
Let's put it this way. Raven, Tool. Taylor, fun.
Taylor, fun.
To play with. You know
oh.
that. You
like
understand.
A
like a doll. Or a dog. A nice, loyal puppy. Who I will break. What's your character?
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
She's dangerous.
She is dangerous, but if I could put her to my side, well, it's always nice to have another tool under my belt. And Zed...
And you hear Tyrant says to you, do not play with that fire.
All the more reason to want to now.
Okay. Yeah, of course, my lord.
It will burn you. It will feel good, but it will burn you
to
the bone.
You're talking to a teenager, Dark Lord. Aren't you insane? Don't tell a 17-year-old not to do something. Because guess what they'll do?
If I put that fire to my side, my lord.
Oh, also, yeah. This is a euphemism for sex. You are screwed, my Dark Lord. Screwed.
It's also a euphemism for sex.
God, it never ends.
And as for Zed... I see no real use for him. He's just kind of annoying in there, but we'll see what happens.
Fair enough.
So what about you, Sabrina?
She has no idea that there's anything deeper going on, because she's had none of the visions that other people have had. She doesn't have any Dark Lord whispering in her ear.
You did get the text message, though.
So, okay, yes, I did. Yes, there was the text message. Okay.
We could definitely, what we could do to you is, if you interact with anybody in your family, or any of your books, there might be ways to get you more information that drives things in the direction that you're interested in.
Or any way a witch, oh, I don't know, how would a witch go ahead and find out information from the darkness? I don't know.
We can also mention, though, that we can go back and say that you did see Tyrant, right? You did see the principal for a moment. Mm-hmm. And when you did see the principal for the first time, maybe it's the flames, maybe it was all the, like, just the chaos. But his image, his face, it seems like something you've seen in your books.
Ooh. Awesome. Yeah, especially since she has at least two things that are potentially of importance to Taylor. She's going to... use those in some sort of scrying ritual to find out more about how Taylor is tied to this accident that has happened. And I think that's what her goal is. She's probably gonna in the chaos of the day, I'm imagining school is either canceled.
Yeah, we'll say school.
Yeah, we're gonna move forward.
Is that or she was going to skip the rest of the day so that she could go consult her books and that sort of thing.
How do you feel about the other characters?
Taylor is an enigma wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in a puzzle, especially with this cell phone.
Deep fried?
Wrapped with bacon.
Yeah. Just makes him, you just want him even more now.
Well, then Zed wants him.
Bacon. bacon.
Zolitha would make him taste delicious.
Am I just a piece of meat to you? Yeah.
we're okay with this, right? I thought that's what our relationship is built on.
Literally using me for my body. Oh.
She still thinks that Drake is, Tool is a good descriptor of him.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, you know, he had to be all, like, white knightish, and, you know, he's pulling Taylor out of the fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, come with me, I'll save you, to Zed. She's like, psh.
Come with me if you want to leave.
Basically. And so Zed is a loser for going along with him.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Zed's a little bit more than a loser to you. He's fucked. You saw him eating a hand.
That's true, yeah. Again, well, this isn't all that shocking to me.
Yeah, before it was just raw meat, you know, like, from the it's fucked up, but whatever. You know, like, some people eat beef tartare. This was like, those bones hanging from my mouth look damn human.
Is there a hint of jealousy with what Sabrina's feeling with the fact that the screwed up cannibal and the catatonic kid who couldn't kill a crippled dying man
ripped doors off.
Yeah, exactly. Head. That they banded together with a third person and they're all helping one another, whereas the witch, who's totally together and has all the capability to deal with this weird shit, gets no recognition whatsoever.
I wouldn't say that it's jealousy. It's more of a, it's more recognition that the three of you probably, except possibly for Taylor for his puzzle purposes, really aren't worthy of her time. You know, this just cements it that you can't recognize awesomeness. So yeah, screw you. And then Baron's a creepy motherfucker.
What, but I just try to talk to you every once in a while about the Bible, and every once in a while you just throw me off. It's weird. I don't understand what the situation is about that. It hurts my feelings.
So in a Catholic school, you're the proselytizer that creeps her out.
So in your research, we'll definitely tie you into a few things. Right. And also your family could add another layer to all of this. So it'll be cool. We're going to go with Taylor last.
Yeah, understandable.
So, Zed.
Yes.
What do you see as a player? What are you interested in with your character? And then tell us what your character thinks of every other character.
I mean, right now he's sort of got this, like, scared wild animal thing going. Like,
sure.
He came back, and he's been sort of, like,
and the principal just fed you something that's...
Yeah, no, ever since he came back, he's been trying to keep control. You know, he's got the hunger inside him, and he's been trying to, like, control it instead of let it control him. Like, he'll go, he'll buy this, the raw meat, and, like, eat it in secret, and just, you know, cultivate this, like, cold persona. It's like, now, you know, I mean, you probably notice, like, he hasn't, like, hit on you again. He's, like, he even, like, passes you in the hall and, like, tries, like, not to look, like...
And he killed himself over you.
Yeah, and now he's like, you know, that's
Sabrina.
Now
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, now he's just completely, he's trying to, like, again, cultivate that sort of, like, aloof, cold persona. And in a matter of moments with this, it all broke. You know, everything he'd been trying to do, all of a sudden, like, he gave in. Everyone saw him do it. Everyone knows there's something wrong with him now. And
at least he thinks so.
Yeah, that's what's going through his mind.
Well, he's
yeah.
a teenager, so of course everyone saw him.
Everyone knows. Everyone in town. This is national news. You know, today on the news at 11 today, kid eats hand. Yeah, on the news at 11, kid eats hand. President statement.
Hashtag Zed eats dead.
Exactly. So where would you like to see your character drive towards?
I think, you know, he's... Right now, I just want to see, like, I think his main thing is going to be trying to sort of, like, come to terms with himself right
so
now.
So you
like,
want to reach, you want to go for happy or for dark?
Yeah, so it's happy, yay!
what's a happy? You get the left hand?
Yeah. I think it's more like...
The left hand's cooked by now, it's not really his thing.
Yeah. The hell do you think I am?
I think it's more about strength. Like, what he's been trying to have control, and he lost it. In a moment of, like, just, you know, like, just temptation, he gave into it. And then, like, the way that the principal treated him like a pet, you know, that just, like, demeaned him, and he's, like, No, that's not going to sit well with him. He's going to want to try and gain control over himself, over the situation, over everything.
Cool.
Like, I will not let this happen to me again, you know.
Sounds good. So what do you think about the other character?
I am not a tame wolf. If I am going to be a wolf, if I am going to be the beast, I'm going to be the beast, and, you know, I'm the one who has control. I'm the one with the shark teeth here.
Yes, yeah. And you are, for sure. What do you think about the other characters?
Well, they all smell delicious.
Not all.
Well, no, except you.
Mm-hmm. You have no taste for Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about Raven? Let's go.
Raven, like, he just went... Up until now, like, the whole relationship with Raven was mostly, like, physical. It was, something to do. It was most something to do.
Someone to do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, then I care for him to a point. It's like, you know, it'll do. Up until this point, but when he just saw me at what I feel is my worst. He saw me indulging, and instead of turning away, instead of looking away in disgust, he reached out to me.
Aww.
You know, he just like went up, like this relationship in his heart just like went like one notch up.
You know? Oh, you just went from single to it's complicated.
Exactly.
On your Facebook.
Exactly.
Everyone's liking it.
OMG, who is it?
Sabrina, she's like, he's still there. It's also like, it's complicated in that sense. Like, she's like still the reason for why all this happened. Like, in his mind, he blames her. Even though she had nothing to do with it, it was like all his, but you know, mm-hmm. Teenagers. So in his mind, like, he blames her for what he's become. He blames her for what he did. And yet, at the same time, since she's like just keeps like shutting him down, she keeps keeping him old. He's like, I think what he feels for her, this sort of like, you know, teenage like lust / love, is turning more and more into just like hate and disdain. Because there is that fine line. Love turns into hate real easy, and I think I can probably see that happening with her. Mm. Like the more like that, every time she looks at him, she's disgusted. The more she looks at him and sees like, you know, this loser, the more what he feels for her, she's going to become more bitter and more like,
high school.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Taylor, I'm not sure how he feels. He probably just thinks you're like a spaz. I mean, not together. And I don't know how he feels about you other than it's like,
Let's say that you know that you ate his dad's hand.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, that's gonna make it, because I mean, I already knew like there was something strange about you because of the whole morgue thing. We just never spoke about this. We did not speak of this.
Well, I mean, Taylor, because you weren't in the room during that entire time.
Yeah. So I saw very little about this.
So really, I mean, I don't know. It's your character. You might even feel bad for Taylor because you basically, he just seems like a victim. There's a car crash, you ran out, suddenly he's being wounded soldier carried out, and you just.
And I just ate his
dad's hand.
Yeah,
so you have no reason to think that he unsuccessfully tried to kill a crippled blind.
No. Right now it's like, you know, like, it's very much like, I, you know, like, yeah, I kind of do feel like sorry for him right now. Like, he's kind of like a weird little thing, and I just did something bad to him. So I'm like, how do I make this right?
And, what about Baron?
Yeah, and Baron, I haven't really had that much interaction with him yet, so I'm, you know, I'm not sure quite how he feels.
But like, those eyes in the distance.
You can trust me, man.
Well, I mean, I've never trusted him.
Anyone that says that, you can't trust
them. Yeah,
exactly.
It's a basic rule. They say you can trust them. So, like, yeah, at the moment Baron is, to him, like, sort of a doesn't fit into the equation. It's like, it's just like, he's there, he's creepy, whatever, I've got issues. I've got bigger issues right now to deal with.
Well, sounds good. What about you, Raven? Or, actually, as a player, what do you want for Raven?
Well, right now, I as a player, I'm still trying to figure out where Raven's angle is, the way that I'm playing him and the way that, that a human kind of works out, character she was in this game, is definitely like an investigator for an H.P. Lovecraft story. And so I'm down. I'm like all in with that, you know, a snooping kid meddling dog, you know, like getting involved. I mean, I have like, I have bonuses.
Do you still want to lash out physically?
No. My character couldn't slap fight his way out of a wet paper bag.
That doesn't mean that they can't try.
No, I think I've geared him pretty much towards like delving into dark secrets, and so I guess what I would like to see is as a player is incentive not to go with the prophecy because there's little. Because the way that the last scene played out when he did the scrying and everything like that was like, hey, do this prophecy thing so I can go home. Like, okay, that's kind of ominous, but it's the only player on the field right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would like to see Raven have to do some research and realize that maybe this prophecy thing really isn't that great. It's a lot
or it should be maybe, like, there should be reasons why he would, like, you know, it's got to be a harder choice than just, like, hey, do this. And then he looks at him like, oh, wow, if I do this, everyone burns.
Exactly.
Or I won't. Like, well, there should be a reason why if he does this, it should be
let's throw in two things to this.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were looking in the book, right, and mm-hmm. it told you that the principal,
mm-hmm.
right, wants these things in this book to happen
mm-hmm.
because it's the only way for him to be able to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't sound bad. But as part of that, like, this is all, because it was so much, right, to see all these images, mm-hmm. your hand was bleeding, there was fire, people were screaming, so much was happening so fast, a lot was happening, so it's coming to you in pieces,
mm-hmm.
right, and as it goes from being blurry to sharp and in focus, you remember that going home, although that sounds so nice, means that the doors to hell stay open, and everything that's there gets to leave,
mm.
right, so you see that. Looking at the book,
mm-hmm.
You know that the book, because it's moving in your hands.
Mm, that's right.
It's moving in your hands. And the book wants you to pick what happens next. Sweet. And if you don't, it's going to pick.
Interesting.
You also know that when you were looking at the last image you saw,
mm-hmm.
right, from that vision,
mm-hmm.
is Sabrina and, like, a pack of Wiccan witches
mm-hmm.
in the background, and they're all doing something, fighting against the forces that want this to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she was standing on a cloud of maggots, if yeah, I recall correctly.
Yeah, dark magic, but, you know, the kind of dark magic, you know, you fight evil with evil sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not saying that she's evil.
No.
Or dark magic is evil, I'm just saying.
I might be saying that.
Yeah, actual practitioners of dark magic or any magic, yeah, we're just funning. We're not serious. We don't. Hey, no problem, right? No problem. No harm, no foul.
If you want to hex David, his address is.
Damn it! I would imagine that that Drake Raven has an encyclopedic knowledge of various occult information in his head, being obsessed with it as he is.
You get the idea that the local practitioners of magic, probably one of their reasons for being here is to stop things like what the principal's trying to do.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, most of the information I get for the encyclopedia is actually from Cafe 666. We have one of the biggest supernatural libraries in the entire tri-state area.
The coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly. It's a
coffee shop in Queens.
Yep.
Queens Boulevard.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Awesome.
There's some shady looking stores. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that later. But what do you think of about Taylor?
I think that Taylor is. I think that Taylor is really tortured. I sympathize with him. It's really hard to come from a family that doesn't make any sense to you, and that every time they turn up, something bad happens. I think that it's a little bit more literal with Taylor than what happened with Drake and his family, but. The reason he's carrying him back to his place with Zed is because Taylor's extremely vulnerable and needs help. And he could have answers. There's so many questions that happen there. Taylor could have legitimate answers, and Drake is nosy and curious, but overall he's human.
Cool. What about Sabrina?
Nope. Drake considers Sabrina he considers her a player in a game that she doesn't understand the rules of. He thinks that any time that you consistently carry yourself with an air that you have everything figured out, knowing what he knows about the darkness that lies just beyond human conception, that you are setting yourself up for a fall. And
new mission, get sympathetic token of.
As a teenager, of course, you know, we all totally have it fucking figured out. Absolutely. But Sabrina,
you're more than a teenager.
Yeah. Sabrina talks.
You have a job.
Yeah. Sabrina talks a big game and we were still playing varsity. She's Bush League. She thinks she's got to figure it out. A car just crashed through the window. There was an omen because of it. A new friend just tried to choke his father out. He might be a robot. And my boyfriend is a cannibal monster. Shit is real. And Sabrina is worried about calling the cops. Too mundane.
Wow. What about...
I'm looking forward to being Zed. Turned into a toad.
What about Zed?
Zed is... Your boyfriend. This is the closest that he's been to Zed physically and on a certain emotional platform in a long time. Usually Zed follows Drake around. They have a very much touch and go kind of relationship. It's playful and psychologically strange, but also very much, it's very much they can rely on each other to kind of be there. Zed is basically his A-OK stalker. But now with this recent development and things are getting extremely scary and extremely dangerous, Drake is actually kind of scared that it's going to be shown for the illusion he's worried it is. That Zed won't have a reason to stick around because the games are over and Drake doesn't need to be part of anything else.
What about Baron?
Drake is still torn as to whether or not he would sleep with the new Baron or not. He's been sitting behind him in homeroom for, like, the better part of the semester, and, like, the blonde hair, and
that voice. Something about that voice.
The voice. I mean, perhaps it's the fact that everyone else finds him so charming that turns Drake off to it. He's basically
mainstream.
Yeah, he's totally sold out. I liked him when he was indie. Yeah. I liked his original stuff. But now
I just
he's
found like, myself. That's all I'm saying.
He's gone mainstream. But also he gets a distinct feeling that Drake knows a lot more about what is going on that he is letting up, and there is an inevitable conflict that will occur with Drake. Because of everyone in that circumstance, the only people who were primarily left untouched were the occultist, the witch, but for some reason, the Ken doll didn't have a problem. That's what worries him the most. He knows exactly why he wasn't affected. He has the book. Drake had the book. Sabrina is a practitioner of magic, apparently. That's not just a rumor. Apparently that shit was true. But doesn't know what's going on with Baron.
Taylor, what do you, as a player, what do you want for your character?
I think Taylor is, as a player, I want to make Taylor kind of the redeemer for some of these people. Give him a chance to not... Yes. Give him a chance to kind of see someone, like, I view Taylor
still
as being...
innocent.
Being very innocent. Mm-hmm. To the point where even if he doesn't understand something, that there's a part of him, because he was made of children at one point and grew and was raised in a lab, but he still has some of those memories. Like his eyes came from from the eyes of children, from the mind of a child. He still
those eyes are perfect.
Yeah, he kind of still views things as he knows when something's wrong, like kill someone. And though he doesn't, there's no social cue on should I kill someone. There's something deep inside him that says I don't want to do this. That childhood innocence that he has. Which is actually probably the genuine thing of him. I really, if this is going on, is he wants to probably find out, where his mom's at. And he's probably kind of curious if he goes on further to figure out who he was. Which part, like, who he was, like, every part of him. Like, because he probably understood for a second of what it felt to not feel empty when he was that Russian child asking about his mother. When he was... being sung to by his father. Like, those are moments when he doesn't feel that complete hollowness. So he's curious on knowing what that is. But as a player, I'm trying to keep these motherfuckers going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
What do you think about Raven?
Raven, he's weird. He's not mainstream. He doesn't make sense. Well, his mother and father always talk about, you know, fitting in, and you know, but Raven doesn't fit in, so it doesn't make sense to him.
What about Zed?
Wolf. He's a wolf. He's scary. So he's going to be avoiding him because there's something about him that just scares the shit out of this character.
What about Sabrina?
That I eat part of your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if that's registered.
Yeah, I don't think of it. Yeah, it's registered. Although if it does, that's not going to help her.
Yeah. It's not helping. But yeah,
nah, get off on the right foot, guys.
Yeah. What about Sabrina?
I think a phrase for Sabrina is, no matter how, in his mind, no matter how many dark colors you, no matter how much blackness you wear, you can't hide your colors.
No.
He doesn't view her as bad.
Wash that dye out of your hair.
Something like that. And he also kind of views that as barren as well. Like, you know, no matter how much, no, how many times you smile, you can't hide that frown. You know, he kind of sees something wrong with barren. Though he's mainstream, so he's like, I have to act like him, but he doesn't get barren completely. Everybody's a puzzle. And he's trying to figure out something from everybody. How is he so normal but completely wrong? You know, why is she changing, hiding what she wants to become? Why can he stand out but be so far away and get the fuck away? why do you scare the shit out of me? So it's all these puzzles that he's trying to put together.
Why does the ghoul set scare him?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's him.
Awesome.
Might be the shark teeth.
So, Raven. Oh, sorry. I just wanted to look here. Raven, do you pick a picture from that book? Or do you resist it and let it pick a picture for you?
Yeah, this is just a moment in time. Like, we were by yourself for 5 seconds or whatever.
You see, so, the did the cops ever come and stop us? Or did we get out, like,
You get out, no problem.
Yeah, okay. I'll explain everything. Great. Right now I want Raven to...
There were, like, all the kids in school filing out, so we probably just, like, went with the crowd.
Yeah, I'll narrate. Yeah. Quickly, just set up the next scene for you guys once Raven...
Okay.
Let's go for the one you really like, the wheelchair.
Okay. Go for anything.
The choice is yours.
Yeah, but there's a woman standing in front of a giant pyre. Well, I would have picked free candy, but you guys know me too well.
We'll pick the bunny rabbit.
But yeah, the bunny rabbit hanging the corpses. Again, it brings out the childish glee.
The demonic family picture.
The demonic family picture is awesome. Little kids and the parents of the thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so much good in that.
Good?
Well, you know.
It's good in terms of storytelling.
For oh, yeah, it's very good. Yes.
God, there's so many. So much macabre.
My gaming inspiration Pinterest board.
If you want, maybe I could just set the scene, and then you could
yeah.
You need a little time?
Please.
Okay, great. Okay. So, you know, so yes, the 911 came, the cops came, the fire department came. Kids, school was totally ended right there. A lot of kids just took off, okay, and ran the hell out of there.
They're the smart ones.
Yeah. So, all of you receive, either if you, you know, go to Facebook, or you get maybe a text from somebody, you hear that tonight Lindsay is having a gathering at her house. Okay, to try to, like, you know, have everyone try to talk about their feelings and try to understand what happened today. This is Lindsay the Jock.
Does Taylor's phone get that message as well?
Oh, well, does Taylor have that phone? His dad's phone? That's right.
There's something about that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little... You could think about why your dad would get that message as well.
No, it was Taylor's phone.
Yeah. She said my phone, not my dad's phone.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought it was a phone that.
Has it come out that it was my father that drove the van?
Yes.
Okay, so I might be getting a lot of people might have just found my my first week on Facebook when my parents were trying to show me out, I accidentally like put in all my information, like my phone number, my like social security, and they've gotten rid of it. Yeah, but people can easily get that shit. So after they announced like my dad did it all, it was very easy for people to find my phone number on Facebook, my phone is blowing up with people leaving like, "Hey Taylor, dude. We're just here for you," and I don't even know these people.
Or other people are like, "Your dad's a pedo."
Yeah, no, like,
exactly. Like, it's just like just a weird, like a barrage of yeah. that kind of stuff. So, texts, you know, all this shit.
Yeah, so yeah, you're not getting any of that.
Secret- yeah, be my secretary.
I'm sorry, Taylor's not talking right now.
So yeah, so Lindsay has one of those really big houses, like, you know, on the north side, mm-hmm. Queens Boulevard, and, you know, it's huge, like you know, south lots side. Of rooms.
Or the, what are you talking about, like the...
Yeah, well, I don't know, either one, I guess. Let's have the old ones, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so south side, let's
do okay, south side, yeah, big, one of those big old mansions with a nice, huge yard and, like, lots of trees around it, you know... Maybe or maybe not you've ever been there, but you know that there's at least 3 or 4 or 5 floors, lots and lots of rooms, lots and lots of bedrooms. And from what you can tell by all the chatter that's going on, you know, various social media, it seems like the entire school has been invited.
Oh, so it's like one of those, like, oh, guys, let's talk about our feelings, but in truth, it's like, hey, guys, school's not probably going to happen tomorrow, so... Party?
Yeah. Yeah, you see the football team? Yeah, it's like, we're bringing a keg! You know?
And keg of sorrow!
Right. And then there's the yearbook committee is like, you're so crude, I can't believe this is the time we should be talking about our feelings. So there's all these, like, different groups, these factions
oh
arguing
God.
About how to handle tonight. But Lindsay's like, please, just everybody come. Everybody come and just... Just be yourselves and let's talk about what happened today.
Show up and there's like LMFAO blaring. Yeah. There's a banner that says, thanks, Taylor's dad. It's wow. like Taylor's well, dad
it's
name.
Like, it's like 10 things I hate about you. Or the yeah. chess club is meeting and who brought the brie?
But that's not until 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to say all of you have like a quick moment or if you want to just take care of something before.
Or roll something.
You,
or...
Hopefully you want to go to this thing.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. you know.
I think we're just going to take a nap for the rest of the session. Don't worry.
Yeah. Can GMs have laid out a hook? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I'm actually first, like, so you're taking me back to your place. Mm-hmm. And the moment I can, I'm like, I'm getting away from him, and I'm sure you can have a moment with him. And I'm going to the phone, and I'm trying to call my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to call my mom on her phone. I have memories.
Sorry if I chose, like, the hardest one, you guys. I just really love
it. No, you love it. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, call my mom.
Your mom picks up.
Hello, mother. This is Taylor Jones, your son.
I'm so sorry.
I'm unaware of what to do.
I want you to live your life and know that the things that your father and I are doing so that you can have a better life. So that all of you can have a better life.
Okay. I'll be home at 5. I'll be home at later on there.
You're not going to see me again.
Why?
If I come to see you, he's going to kill me.
There's a noticeable pause of just me trying to understand not seeing someone again, and then I say, I don't like that.
I know. I hate it. Listen, stay away from the principal. Stay away from that man. Sabrina and her family, they might be the last chance that any of you have. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there to see you. I'm so sorry you had to see your father that way.
Okay. Goodbye, mother. I'll see you later on tonight. Just back to going and clicking, and I'm just kind of... You just see me. You hear that entire thing going on, and I just kind of slump down and just stare. And then I go about putting my hood over my my yellow hood, and I just kind of just staring straight at the TV. That's off. Mm-hmm. And it's all. For okay. now. Yeah, you can deal with your boyfriend.
All right. He's, Drake is, brought you two into his small apartment in Queens. It's nice. It's homey. It's like a 4-story walk up, and he brings Zed into the bathroom to get him cleaned up. Gives him hands him a towel and insists on actually thinks that your face has actually been harmed. That's the stretching, and he's getting out gauze and things like that. He's like, I don't. So it looks like you probably got clipped pretty bad from some flying debris, but I've got some gauze, I've got some rubbing alcohol here. I know you don't have health insurance, but you know what? I'm sure that we can...
You rule as a pre-existing condition.
But you know, what's most important is that you're totally, totally okay, and then when you're ready, I guess we should talk about, the car, or, you know, what's going on with Taylor, or what you were doing in the hallway.
As you're doing this, I'm cleaning my hands and, like, just looking into the mirror, and, like, the blood that's, like, coating my face, rather than cleaning off, you see me constantly licking at it. Just staring into the mirror as I look at myself, and it's like,
have you been diagnosed with an iron deficiency?
He treated me like a dog. He treated me like a pet. He treated me like an animal, and I don't lose control. Not like that. Not anymore. What I did, I don't do that. I'm not normal, but I don't do that. And finally, like, at that point, like, when I'm sort of, like, keep, like, reinforcing in my mind, like, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's when I finally, like, start, like, actually cleaning off my face rather than trying to just lick it off.
Drake puts a hand on Zed's shoulder.
Oh, just one second. Could you have left your phone, like, thrown your jacket?
Sure. With
your
phone? Yeah. On the couch near me. Okay. He also has a landline, though, because, you know, if a blackout happens, you need to be able to call people. Drake puts a gentle hand on Zed's shoulder and looks at his eyes through the mirror and says, whatever's going on, I'm already a part of it. And you don't have to tell me what you do or do not do, because I can help you become whoever you want to be. And I'm going to enact Down the Rabbit Hole. When you go poking your nose in affairs not meant for your kind, someone involved in the situation gets a string on you and you mark an experience.
Ooh, take a string.
Yep. So you have a string on it, and you have a string.
Very nice. And just to get me prepared to go to your thing later on, you hear your phone go off for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is a text message.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, and you're dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
But about a minute later, you hear the door open and close.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you go and check that out, you mm-hmm. find that Taylor's gone. But on your text message, it says, hey, Lindsay's having a party. Everyone from school is going to be there. And
all caps. Everyone. Yeah, there
is. Can I also say, this is going in Taylor's honor.
In Taylor's honor. Yeah. But clear, like, I don't know. You guys want to go, but Taylor, his thing. And when he says everyone, he thinks of Sabrina. Sabrina can help me. That's what Mom said. So yeah, I'll be at the party at some point. So done.
Sounds good.
Okay, so, yeah, you hear your phone go off, and then whenever you guys are done with your scene, you hear the door close.
What are you doing, Sabrina?
Sabrina runs home, you know, storms into the apartment. She lives in a nice apartment with her parents. She, you know, like, just storms in, slamming the door behind her. She was like, I'm going to be in my room! You know, it's like, you know, 9 a.m. Sabrina should be in school. She's not going to explain it unless someone stops her.
So someone knocks on your door.
And it's like she's just been, like, getting the materials to do some scrying. What?
We need to have a family discussion.
Oh my god, I know about the birds and the bees, Mom! Yeah.
This is the other part of that discussion.
Bats and the demons.
I've kind of had a bad day, and I really don't want to get into, you know, biological messy stuff. I have research I need to do.
Sabrina? What? That's fine. But if you could just promise me that you're not going to leave tonight and you're not going to go to that party.
How do you know about a party before I do? That's weird.
Because she's more popular.
What party?
There's a party that's going on. What's the name of that?
Lindsay's.
At Lindsay's in Taylor's honor. I think something bad's going to happen, and I don't want anyone from our family there. We can't be distracted.
I go and open the door. Distracted from what?
We have some serious adult business to do. That doesn't, unfortunately, include you, and that's for your own good. I'd like you to stay in your room. You're not grounded. You just can't leave.
You're not grounded. There's a force field.
A magic one.
Sorry.
We can do
while you're out, we turned your room into a devil's trap, so you are literally not going anywhere.
Oh my god, why don't you trust me?
Killed your brothers.
Do you want to manipulate an NPC?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Because I want to know what's going on.
I hate you.
And I'm totally using the, oh my god, you don't trust me. You just say that you want to have a discussion with me, and then you're all like, there's adult business, and it doesn't involve you. You're not grounded, but you can't leave and have any fun ever. Ah! Fail.
Oh, wow.
But you're told. One. Give me that card back.
Yeah, it's two. Because high is my zero.
My daughter should be more respectful. Hope the next one works out for me.
Yeah, you're probably going on like, and like, and you always take your time, tell me the birds and the bees for the fourth time, but what you don't know is that I've had all the sex in the world! Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. You know, I want you to know that sometimes I feel like you and I are having a competition, and I want you to understand that in your day, I was the popular one. And in fact, I'm going to prove it tonight. You're going to stay here, you're grounded, but I'm going to go to that party.
Who is that?
Sabrina's mom is totally wrong.
Dude, Sabrina's mom.
I don't even want to be popular. Slam the door.
And you could smell, like, already she's, like, putting on perfume. You could smell it.
God.
She's like, this is the way to honor Taylor. I'm going to show respect where you probably don't know how to get.
But since I'm a witch, I'm going to wear your skin. So I'm going to look like you.
And in fact.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
And in fact, she opens the door.
Let that happen.
And she looks you in the eye, and she's murmuring something
with
her breath.
No!
And you see she's morphing.
No!
And she looks just like you. And she's like, I'm going to prove. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm going to be more popular than you because I'm older. Everyone will think I'm you, except I'm going to do a better job of being you.
Oh! Oh, snap! You promised you wouldn't do this after this 12th birthday party!
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna lash out physically.
Oh yes!
What the hell?
Bitch fight!
She's going to slap
her daughter. Fight!
She's going to slap the magic off of her face.
Who do I shoot? Yes. They both look the same.
Oh man! Which one am I? But hey, I get XP finally!
Yay.
If you fail your roll, you punch yourself up. That's how it works.
You find out your mom knows judo.
That's better. Yeah, that's 10. 9. Because I got a minus 1.
Okay.
9. So I do harm them. Ultimately, there's a decision here. It's you choose one, they gain one string on you, they can deal one harm to you for free, or if they want to, you become your darkest self.
I'd go for that last one.
That's what my mom wants?
That's what I want as a player.
Yeah, this is just us, the GMs, going, yeah.
All right, darkest self time.
Okay, why don't you read for us what your darkest self does?
The time for subtlety and patience is over.
Yes. You do have the condition of anger.
Yeah. Anger. Yeah, I still have that.
Yes. Wait, so before you actually, what does this look like? She looks just like you.
This is so awesome. Oh my gosh. So this whole scene, like, Sabrina's just been, like, totally petulant teen, you know, like, she's got her, you know, she's kind of off balance, and she's sulking, and just, like, total bitch face at her mom, and then the magic starts happening, and Sabrina's just like, oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. And it's just this instinct of, you know, fight or flight kicks in, and Sabrina goes for fight, and she's reaching out to, like, slap at her mom, And as soon as the physical connection is made, there's this moment where they are perfect mirrors of each other, even down to facial expression. Her mom had been like rather cocky, and so Sabrina's expression goes from angry to cocky, and then darkest self emerges.
So as a darkest self emerges, read to us what that means.
The time for subtlety and patience is over. You are too powerful to put up with their garbage any longer. You hex anyone who slights you. All of your hexes have unexpected side effects and are more effective than you are comfortable with. To escape your darkest self, you must offer peace to the one you have hurt the most.
Which is your mom, because you're pushing her down the fucking stairs.
So when you slap her, all the windows in the house shatter.
Nice.
And it starts to thunder and rain just above your house.
Who's popular now?
Have you ever been this powerful? Have you ever seen yourself do something like this?
Actually, never even close to this powerful. There have been, like, glimpses of it, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
Yes, give in to your hands.
But this is just, you know, it's been a long day and it's not even lunchtime.
Your mother just curls up in a ball, her eyes are wide, she's completely white-faced. You've never seen her like
this.
Does
she still look like me?
No, she changes from looking like you to looking like your grandmother.
Yes, she's like, her hair's all white, mm-hmm. and she's completely mortified.
Yeah.
But in like a fetus position.
Yeah.
Good. Just for shits and giggles, I want to cast illusions on her.
That's horrible.
How exactly do I do that?
So what, she believes she doesn't have a terrible doctor?
I believe there should be a move listed there.
Yeah, I have to, because I don't have a sympathetic token of hers.
You could just take one right now.
You just tear out a piece of her hair!
Plus, you're not too worried about people not seeing this or observing
this,
right?
This is your own home.
So, yeah, just, you know, grabbing, yeah, tearing her hair out sounds like a good move. Roll dark. Gets me.
I would definitely say that's dark.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, there, Baron. I think you've been out eviled.
It's not a contest, but I'm going to kill that bitch.
9, 10. on a 10, the hex works and can easily be reversed. But there is unexpected side effects.
And it's more potent than you realize or comfortable with.
Yes. So what's the illusion?
I'm going to give her snakes and bugs.
So she's imagining she's covered in snakes and bugs?
Yep. I have no control over the exact images or manifestations.
They're inside me! They're inside me! She starts vomiting. And she's vomiting down the stairs. And you see she's actually like crawling down the stairs and covering herself. And she actually just rolls down. And she's just her fingers are in her mouth. And she's trying to force herself to vomit more.
She's kind of writhing like a snake right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
in a way that's not quite, doesn't seem quite possible. Humanly possible.
Okay. This is fun. I don't want to take myself out of my darkest self. So,
And also might be hard to get forgiveness from the person you did the most harm to because she believes she's infested with snakes and bugs.
Yeah.
Please. I'm not a therapist, but I am saying that this is not the time for healing.
And we here on this podcast by no means say... Sorry.
Sabrina, you know, all notions of research and that sort of thing are just gone. She doesn't have the rational thought for shit like that now. And now she knows that there's a party that she wasn't supposed to go to, so she,
You're Carrie! This is gonna be awesome!
Is there a great hope?
It doesn't even look like...
Wrong reversal time.
When the camera, pans and Sabrina is moving. It doesn't look like she's walking. It looks like she's floating. She has this, you know, extremely smooth, unnatural gait. And as she passes her mom, she's like, "I'm going out, mother." And she walks up the
door. The door just opened.
Yes.
And like as you walk past things like bushes and trees, wind just blows and leaves fall down. Actually, the leaves actually like turn yellow and then just kind of fall off as you float down the street. Who needs a car? Awesome.
I'm gonna ride a griffin to the party.
What about you, Baron?
I don't know if I can follow that up.
Don't try to follow it up.
No,
because you're gonna fail.
Just well, please. Actually, I had thought, well, since the voice told me not to visit Sabrina, I thought I was going to, until I noticed a floating girl walking past causing leaves to float. Yeah, I'm like, this could be very interesting.
With all the windows shattered.
With all the windows shattered, like...
And there's someone inside screaming about bugs and snakes.
As she leaves... It's just her the mother inside?
Yes.
Okay. As she leaves, as soon as she turns away out of the apartment, I slowly walk in. What's your last name?
Putnam.
Miss Putnam, are you all right?
I'm covered in snakes. They're inside me, the bugs.
Oh, it's all right. It's all
I'm right. Old.
It's
I'm
all
so
right.
Old. It's no one will like me now.
I like you, Miss Putnam. Everything's going to be okay.
Roll your hot.
Roll it.
Yes. Oh, God. This
I don't
going
care
to...
where I'm known. I like my ladies mature.
Wow.
Yep.
That's eight. And plus
eight? Eight is still zero, so.
What's it say for 7 to 9?
7 to 9. Gives themselves to you, promise something
oh,
they
so
think.
I choose.
Oh,
I choose.
Oh, sorry. It's you.
Wow. How dark do we want to get?
Well,
you know what? I'm going to put it in the hands of you. The player,
Sabrina.
Which, it's no matter how dark we get, I won't feel guilty because you're making the choice.
Nice. I like how you outsource the guilt.
Yes. We're gonna outsource that guilt.
She promises something she thinks you want.
Okay.
So she looks at you, and she knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Baron, yes. Please, if you help me, if you get these bugs. Out of me, I will give you what you need.
And what exactly do I need?
You need not to follow a savior. You need to be a savior. And to be a savior, you need power. And power is something I can give you. I can give you power.
Oh, Miss Putnam, you know exactly what I want to hear. And I place my hand on her forehead and it's like, Miss Putnam, be healed. And can I use one of my dark pop? Well, I don't really have a dark part, but I'm assuming. Can I?
Well, what are you referencing?
Okay. Can I use the power flows through you and give myself. It gives plus two to our roll, but can I use it instead?
You can use it to let's have you manipulate an NPC to get her to calm down.
Oh, okay,
that works.
Or do whatever you want, actually.
Okay. Or do whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna have her calm down and have the visions of.
Yes.
Would that be hot or would it be cold to have her hold steady?
So NPCs don't roll.
Yeah.
So it would be in this case.
No, I mean for him to roll. Would you roll cold because you're trying to calm someone down? Or
In this, unfortunately, in this case would be manipulating an NPC.
Okay.
Just because the he was trying to do that to your character.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it would work.
Okay. I'm going to use the plow for through you. So I'm going to add another string to the tyrant. Hopefully this won't bite me in the ass.
He reaches out to you
mm-hmm.
and he says one more. Just one more.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's one more not dent. Ominous at all.
Oh, 10, 11, 12 with the two.
So,
what's it do?
They'll do what you want if you give them a bribe, a threat, or a motive.
I'll help you, but show me the path to power, Miss Putnam. Show me the path.
So she calms down,
mm-hmm.
and she stands up, and she's like, I can't believe my daughter did that to me.
Well, what can you do? You can't, that age there was wise.
That age, says the 17-year-old.
See, people with more grown-up personalities, well, we understand the stakes. We understand what we need. You know exactly what I need. Now get to talking.
Wow! What the... Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
You're like an evil foghorn leghorn.
I said, move to talk! Start talking!
I just want to go to Black for that and just say, yeah, okay. Does she just show up at the fucking, like, at the party, I don't know, the fucking limo?
So, she invites you down to her basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, my daughter's not allowed down here. Have you ever been down there?
Oh, yeah, of course I have. I've snuck down
She's
there.
She's never been down here. And she, like, unlocks the door and brings you down. And you see there's, like, all these vials and books and bookshelves and just canisters and just all these weird old things glowing different colors. You smell, strangely smells like coffee. Mm-hmm. There's different kinds of coffee. She looks around and she pulls out a jar and opens it up. It's red, covered in red liquid. She puts her hand in it. She's like reaching around. She winces like she's uncomfortable at what she's doing. And she pulls out a beating heart. And she pulls it out. There's arteries hung from it going into the jar itself. And she offers it to you and she says, devour this.
I take it. Look at him like, well, nothing ventured.
Elsewhere, the ghoul's going, anyone else hungry?
Where did I put that heart? I had it with me.
This roll holds steady to do it.
Okay.
You're bad, but not that bad.
Yeah. Plus, my cold is -1. This is going to be terrible.
Oh! Ooh. Oh! 10! 10! 10!
Wow!
Apparently, fear is not a factor.
See, you.
Okay, he's like slurping the arteries like spaghetti.
Yeah, he's got like a twisty straw.
I bet he's using the artery as a straw to suck the blood.
He's like, you don't have to eat the whole thing. Just a bite. It's fine.
Okay.
Save some for the next.
Put a little garlic on it just because.
So you just feel, you just feel this power coursing through you, right? Like you can actually, it almost feels like every joint in your body cracks at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you all of a sudden feel like you've had a 5-day-long massage. You feel so relaxed and calmed. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like you've been unwound mm-hmm. and remade again. Like almost like you've been reborn. Mm-hmm. Every point of stress, any injury you might have ever suffered, any point of tension is all gone. Mm-hmm. She looks at you and says, "This was the principal's heart. Mm-hmm. He cannot be harmed without that book. But those rules don't apply to you anymore. You can treat him like he's just another person."
Oh, Miss Putnam, you've done so many beautiful things for me.
You know, do not let my daughter get harmed. I don't care how she treats me. I'm still her mother.
Miss Putnam, I'm a man of my word.
You're quite a man. You've grown up.
I know. Let me show you.
Turn her on. You have to mark this experience. Have you been?
I have been marked. This is the final one I need.
Okay, great, great.
And some Al Green starts playing.
All right, so 2d6 plus high.
Yes.
Ho! 9.
Okay.
Actually, no. Sorry, 8. Sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So.
I'll let you.
I had your mama.
Oh, I don't want to choose this.
But we can roll randomly if you want.
Okay.
But you choosing. Go for the drama.
First one?
Yeah.
All right. She gives herself.
So she's going to give herself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you accept her?
Well, so we have an hour until the party. I have plenty of time.
Oh, my
so you
gosh.
Guys, like, bookshelves fall, jars burst on the ground.
Blood everywhere is... Jars full of blood start splashing across everywhere. There's actually a handprint from Miss Putnam as it goes against the splash. Full of blood slowly goes down.
And she whispers in your ear. She bites your ear and whispers in it, saying, "Who's cooler? Me or Sabrina?"
Oh my god!
And we'll cut there.
Yes,
we don't hear the answer to that.
Another bit of blood like slams into the wall. Then he just shows me of ketchup. Like next scene, of just
yeah, exactly. Yeah. As you're going to the party.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So set up the party. I don't know that. So all the party will be starting.
Okay.
Oh, so that picture, by the way. Oh, do you have the book?
Yeah. Oh, I know. You have it.
Yes. So when you selected that picture, uh-huh. The person in the picture turns to look at you,
mm-hmm.
and you see it's the principal.
Ah!
And he smiles, and he says, "Yes, I will be at that party."
Here's it.
And then the pages start flickering and says, okay. "Choose another."
Can I have a scene with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, real quick. All right.
Yeah. Sure.
So
yeah,
Zed is all cleaned up, and Drake Raven is marching around his small apartment. The camera is stationary looking at a wall, and Drake is marching back and forth wearing different blazers. He's getting ready for a party. Mm. The normalcy of getting ready for a party is now taking precedence over what everything else that has happened.
Yeah.
And Zed is still in the bathroom brushing his teeth for the 17th time.
Slots of the brush.
Yeah. And Drake is saying, and Drake is mid-sentence saying, "No, I understand that it's a big deal, Zed, and I know that you're going through a really tough time now, but, I mean, it is a party for Taylor, and I guess Taylor's kind of our friend now, and he's also disappeared, and it's just been a really crazy day, and I'd really like to just get drunk and kind of hang out. I mean, I don't, does this," and he goes into the bathroom, and there's the echoey sound of him in the bathroom, like, "Does this blazer even go with this tie? I can't even tell, these lights are terrible. Zed!"
He's like there, he's like looking into the mirror. "I suppose I owe him." Yeah, that's all he's like, "I suppose I owe him." Like, he sort of looks down.
Just end scene?
Yeah, that's okay. All he's saying. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Alright, I'll just open up what you see when you get to the party. Mm-hmm. You guys can decide who goes when, who goes there first. But yeah, so it's totally dark now. It's like around this time of year. And for anyone approaching the front door, you see that Lindsay is standing there being a hostess. And she has a box. And you see students are kind of filing in. And she has like a weird kind of glassy-eyed look to her. And every student that walks in, she's lighting like a little votive candle and giving it to them. She's like, hold on to this. Make sure you have this when we start. Here we go.
So anyway, we arrive like before. Yeah, sure. So
then, thanks, Lindsay.
So glad
you
came.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. It's gonna mean a lot for Taylor. Have you seen Taylor?
Not since.
You're friends with Taylor, right?
Yeah.
I think he's coming or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really want Taylor to be here.
Well, you know, Taylor, fashionably late to his own party. Is that guacamole? And I walk away.
So really quick, your sex move goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Read that to us.
I call it the hyper twist. I actually do a 180.
Yeah.
It don't explain how that works. Okay.
In the back.
So, wait. When you have sex, the dog power loses a string on you and gains a string on whoever you have sex with.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You are almost about to be your darkest self, so then...
Oh, yeah.
You have five strings,
yes,
you go into...
I know.
The Kool-Aid man's perfect. Except he's filled with blood.
Okay. And I've already decided on my advancement, if you're okay with that.
Go for it.
Okay.
Well, I don't have to be okay with
that. Okay, that's what I'm saying, if you're okay with
it. Yes, you just take
it. I want to take a move from another skin.
Go for it.
I want to take hex hat casting.
Okay.
And I want to take two hexes, I'm not sure exactly.
Totally makes sense.
Okay, actually. The first one I do want to do is wither, and the second one I do is binding.
Sounds good.
Those may come useful, I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Question.
Which fight?
I would say that... assuming you're still going evil,
mm-hmm.
You test one of those on Mrs. Putnam as you walk out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. As I put on my pants, I put on my shirt, clean myself up a little bit, I was like, "Miss Putnam, oh, you're back to your old, vibrant, mature self. You feeling all right?"
Yes, I want to thank you. Yes. You remind me of something I forgot.
Yes. And I've gained so much from you. Here, let
me... give you more.
Can you?
But not tonight. We'll have to talk about how this will work from now on.
It's a tough call.
We just made a tough choice for you, buddy.
I think about it. I'm about to move, like...
You were about to catch your spell.
Okay, it's like...
And you still can.
I look at her. Look her over. I did have some fun.
Let's just make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
You never touch my daughter.
Oh, trust me, not in a million years.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Well, then.
Does she have a boyfriend in school?
I actually do that again. No. God, no. God, no. Oh, God, no.
Kid. He's totally...
Woo! No, 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 no. She has a field of angry bitch around her. No one touch it. Trust
Don't
me.
Talk about my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. My apologies. But she gives out an air of, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave right now. And I'm just going to...
It's been real.
It's been pretty... I'm out. I'm walk out.
Awesome. So this party's going on?
Yeah, I'm Taylor after... It's been about an hour after you showed up. And yeah, he just... strolls right towards the party, the door, goes through the gate, and just walks towards the door.
Cool. There's pictures of you.
Sorry, when everybody arrives, can we do the what we're wearing thing again?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, like, that shit doesn't stop being important.
Yeah. Oh, never does. And just to let you know, like in the front room, there's just clusters of kids. There's a lot of people. You know, you've been to like some of the, you know, like pep rallies and stuff. Yeah, yeah. But because of the closeness of the house, you really can smell.
Yeah.
The individual delicious scents of all these students in here, and like definitely the front room is like got all the kind of kids like hugging and crying and all like clustered on couches and everything. But in the back toward the kitchen, you hear the football team.
Yeah.
Felix!
He's hanging upside down, trying to drink a beer.
Choke your feelings! Choke your feelings!
Choke him down! Choke him down! I'm going to the front. What's your name? Lindsay still there?
It's like the C parts when you show up in the front room, every head turns to you. And Lindsay's there, and she like automatically like buries she buries herself in you. She's like, Taylor. Oh, Taylor, I feel... It's horrible. It's horrible what they're saying about your father.
I pull away from her, I just look at her, and then I stroke my cheek. I did have my fun.
Fun?
I tilt my head.
Not
in a million years. And I'm backing away from her.
Are you feeling okay? Do you want
to... Oh, she's a total bitch. I'm walking away.
You're really stressed out. I've seen that on TV. You could go upstairs. You can go lie down upstairs.
One of the football players shows up and starts giving you a back massage. He's like, hey, buddy, I get it. I get how you feel.
I immediately turn around and I'm pinning him against the wall.
Against the wall?
I'm sneering and I'm speaking in Mandarin of my skin is my skin. My skin is my skin. My skin is... And I'm
what the fuck, like, man?
Well, I'm just tossing him away from him. So,
lash out physically.
Okay. And I'm going to do... is that Volatile?
Yes.
Here's your card.
Because I need some XP points.
Yeah, do it.
9, 10. So ooh, I just launch him.
Read what it says.
Oh, yeah, okay. 10. The harm is great. Add 1. You gain 1 string on them. They need to hold steady before they can retaliate. Yeah. Yeah, he needs to hold steady and before.
So you throw his ass. How do you throw his ass?
Like, I'm just screaming, it's my skin, like, just this rage in my face. And it's also a little bit of terror. And then I'm just throwing him, and he hits the couch. He probably would have hit the wall and probably broke something, but he hits the couch, and it spins. And he just kind of collapses.
Folds on himself.
Uh-huh. And,
Everyone backs off. They're like, man, that's really intense.
And I just go up the stairs. I'm going up the stairs.
Santa Con Taylor.
Why were you messing with him? Like
I didn't realize he was that strong, man. I was just trying to give him a body massage.
He's like filled with rage. He's running with rage right now.
He just PCP.
As that's kind of resolving itself, Sabrina arrives at the party. And there's still like the wind, so all those votive candles are all out. I imagine like, you know, what the hell's going on? People all turn to her. And Sabrina's not in the mood to be social. She's like, isn't this a party?
The music had turned off when you walked in. Yeah. Everyone looks at you. The DJ's like... And the music goes...
I put a spell on you.
Now you're mine.
Yeah, actually, Steve is there. He doesn't seem embarrassed anymore because he's pretty drunk. And he goes...
And that's the answer to all of them. He's been working this up.
Yeah. And but he is a little nervous. He's like... Yeah, it's a party. Can I get you anything, Sabrina? Here you go. And he pushes a wine cooler in your hand. You look really nice.
Is he drinking a wine cooler?
He's drinking something. He smells a little stronger than a wine cooler.
Why would you give me something that shitty? Get me a real drink.
Whoa. I can Yeah. He's like, and all his friends are like, yeah.
Give me like, a thumbs up.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll be right back. When, you want it really strong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, over at the bar, Drake leans into Zed. Zed, how about you go make sure that Taylor's okay? And I'm gonna talk to her. Unless you want to shoot for it.
Zed, in the meantime, he's been like, everybody smells so fucking good. So he's just...
There's so many people keep bumping into you.
So he's been like, every time somebody like bumps into him, he's been like camped out next to like the snack table and just...
So I can't do both.
It doesn't satisfy him, but at least it gives him something to do with his mouth that's not biting people.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to hold steady.
Yes, yes, he's gonna have to.
Actually, one girl actually is like, oh my god, you're so hot. You know, this one just random girl just kind of like...
No, I don't.
I am hot. You should come up with
What's the threshold for total failure?
Six
or lower.
Hey, wait, I'm rolling my cool. No,
you're rolling your cool.
Seven, so I make it. Okay. Just barely.
You choose one.
Yeah, true. I do make it, but I forgot my cool is too. Keep my cool. I'm gonna just keep my cool. I'm not gonna get terrified over that. But it's just one of those like, it's actually pretty kind of freaky for you to do because after like we kind of had our moment, mm-hmm. you sort of like see me eyeing her like she's just a piece of meat because she is. there's that moment where you honestly think like he's just gonna go up with her, isn't he? And like.
Said, go upstairs.
Her boyfriend rolls up on you. Hey, man, what are you doing?
I'm gonna shut him down. I'm gonna like use my hold again. Yeah, nice. Right there. I'm just gonna like meet his eyes, just like with dead eyes. Yeah. So
and you've been in three marking speed.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Actually, I think that was one that I just rolled.
Mm-hmm. All the good ones two. Are taking our cannibals.
Yeah. Actually, two. So actually, I just leveled up. Yay! So let me mark these off. And
Wait, you rolled this first.
Yeah.
Whoa.
13. Yeah, I'm gonna show him that.
The music stops again.
Yeah.
He's just like, really? Yeah.
Guys, listen, I'm trying to make a promo for a video.
He's like, what's up? Like trying to step up to me, I just like meet him with like those dead, hungry eyes. Like he knows he's looking into the eyes of something that will chew him up and spit him out. You know, or like just make him bag, yeah. Make him. I should probably just chew him up, yeah. Not spit him out. It's just a lot of good stuff in there.
he's so freaked out.
Yeah, but he gets a condition. He's basically like terrified. He's like seriously intimidated.
He completely forgets about his girlfriend.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He actually just kind of stumbles away. He doesn't even look at her.
Yeah, and then like you know, like I just watch.
He's like, you could have her, man.
Yeah, I just like watch him go, and without looking back at Raven. No, doctor. Just turn away and like stalk.
So she starts following you because she's horrified by what a loser her boyfriend is. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Taylor's terrified and just kind of looks at
Raven.
Zed was. Raven is terrified of where mm-hmm. Zed was. Okay, yeah, you go upstairs. And he just catches the girl by the arms. Now you bitch. And I'm going to try to shut her down.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So I picked up short rest for the wicked. So that basically means there's actually, like it says in the back, short rest for the wicked gives the MC a chance to frame you into freaky and unexpected situations. Choosing to die and then return to life is like saying, all right, MC, hit me, I can take it. So basically I am now effectively immortal.
Sounds good. I'm going to use True Love
awesome.
On this roll, which gives me a carryover, yes. Plus one carryover to win my love's heart or fancy, mm-hmm. but in this case it would be keeping. His heart and or fancy. Mm-hmm. And so that'd be a 6, 7. I'm forgetting what I can, if I can burn anything.
It's a very not burning game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess I just got a 7.
Excellent. Well, so 7 is still middle result. What does it say on the card?
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, because my cold is -1, so I got a 6.
And,
But wait.
Oh, wait, no, I got a 7 because I have a +1 to. To the roll.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
So you can give a condition to each other, or each loses strain on each other. So you both get a condition. And what's an appropriate condition for you? Jealousy?
Yeah, I would say
this. Maybe like rattled, like your confidence in just having me might have just gone shaking a little. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, let's just go with jealousy because I can't really think right now. So where do I write that down? Just
I can note that down anywhere. I think it's just conditional on there, but I'm noting it down too.
Okay. And so, what does that mean?
You are jealous, which means if someone's rolling against you,
mm-hmm.
or they can
tag that
effectively and modify your roll by one.
Okay.
If it applies, like if you had the condition of tired, and someone's like, "I'm trying to put him to sleep," it's like I'm also tagging the tired thing.
If you rolled cool. against an NPC, it would be a negative one.
Good to know.
All right,
great.
Cool. So, she just leaves from here.
Okay. Okay. I mean, he's not, Raven isn't, like, super mean about it. He just catches his arm. He's like, not you. Nope, nope, turn around. No, drinks are over there. Look at all those guys. Keep walking. Keep walking. Thank you. Okay, goodbye. Oh, it's too early in the night for this.
You're really lucky, she says to you as she leaves.
Mm-hmm. Right, he is.
And she drunkenly slurs that.
What is that supposed to mean, bitch?
No.
Initiative.
Roll for, no, sorry. So you're doing that. Yeah, look, people are like looking at you. You just threw someone. The football team is starting to come up, roll up to you, by the way.
I'm actually going to the Lindsay room, and I'm just going to sit down on the bed, and I'm looking around at all the, you know, she has all the sports posters on the wall. I'm just kind of just like, and then I see the football players, like, at the door, and I'm just kind of pulling my head back, like, twirling my head back of, like, what are you doing here? You're not a poster.
They're like, what's wrong with you, man?
Nothing.
What?
Your dad was a pedo.
Oh, dear.
Ooh. Why is your dad driving a van around that says free candy?
He was charitable.
What the fuck does that mean?
I immediately stand
You're
up.
You're a freak.
That is not a nice word. And I'm going to have to ask you to stop that. Right now.
You're going to grow up to be like your dad.
You're going to be running... driving a van through some, like, elder's home or something, like, a, you know, like, place where kids are or something.
No,
like,
man, you're gonna touch a kid.
Touch a kid?
Yeah.
I don't touch. That's mean. To get a kid and touch him and make him go and cut deep, taking things that aren't yours. I will not do that. That is not me. That is not me. I'm nobody. Who are you? I give him a grin. Are you nobody too? And then I'm just diving. I'm just launching myself at him.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And a bunch of freaky people here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because all these, someone like my game is like, oh, it's too early in the night for this. I hear.
Okay. So turn through a plate glass window, please. So,
okay, that's six, and then I think I get actually volatile, so seven. Mm-hmm. So I'm.
What does it say under 7 to 9?
Seven. I gain one string on you. They gain one string on you. You harm them, but you choose one. They gain one string. They can deal one harm to you for free. And if they want to, they can come your darker self. I don't want to do my darker self. But,
harm for harm.
If someone deals harm to you without taking advantage of any of your conditions, reduce the harm by one.
Mm-hmm.
So, could I be damaged by him, but not take damage because of my my move.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he. But it's obvious.
So it's clear that you would have got hurt.
He actually has like a glass in his hand, like a bottle, and he sees you suddenly. He like slams it, and it gets me in the shoulder. Doesn't even bother me, and I just dive tackle him down the stairs, mm-hmm. out of the room, and
wow.
just, we're just rolling, and I'm just on top of him.
I just dive tackle. Wow. So you guys are going up, and then they start.
Yeah, I was on my way up to see them.
So they're tumbling down, and how are you hurting him?
I'm actually holding. I'm holding him down. Like as soon as I land on top of him, and I'm grabbing the bottle that's still stuck in my shoulder and ripping it out.
What the fuck?
And I'm just holding it down to his eyes, and then I look at him and I'm like, I do apologize, my young friend, but unfortunately, my child needs his eyes, and you have the most perfect dial, and yeah, and I see like he just sees the glass going really close to his eyes. And then I'm just kind of pausing.
So you have to roll hold steady not to do it.
Yeah.
Yes! I got 5 XP.
Awesome.
Nice.
That was so perfect for me. 4-4. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually holding steady. And I just stop myself, and I look up, and I see everybody around me.
And you know you could have done it. You could do anything you want to him.
He was saying bad things about my father. I drop my bottle.
Everyone gets quiet.
And I stand up.
They're like, what's wrong with you assholes? His dad's dead!
Yeah, Lindsay comes up to you like, oh my god, are you okay? No, you... Oh.
I'm nobody.
No, that's not true. Don't... No, you should never say that about yourself. Everybody's special.
People start surrounding you to give you a group hug. They're like, you're special. We're sorry about us. We're sorry about what happened to your dad. Yeah, we're so sorry, man. I lost my father.
Raven! Raven!
I turn around from the bar. What? I'm investigating!
Raven! I'm just kind of freaking out. I just don't want to be touched, and I just kind of move towards him. And then,
so what do you do right now? He comes back with a stronger alcohol.
Just kind of, like, grab it from him, like, just start... Is it a shot or is it a...
It's a pint glass. Like, it tastes like... It's like the classic... He just put everything.
Oh, it's a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand what a Long Island iced tea is.
So it's really just everything.
Yeah.
So start chugging it. She wants to... she's trying to prove that she's popular, and because her mom was like, "You can't go to this party; you're not popular. So why would you even bother?" And so one way to do that is like, the total bravado of, "Look at me! I'm this little girl. I'm gonna chug this nasty ass drink."
Roll to manipulate an NPC. This will be like to get Lindsay's attention. Who's
getting the attention? Like a lot of like people have like turned toward you because like they're bored with like Lindsay hugging.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, "Whoa, look at her go."
I love the idea of like an overhead shot and this massive teenager is going from one corner of the room to the other with like a bunch of lemons. Like, "Oh, look over here. Oh, there's some stuff over here. Hey, this guy's fighting.
This is going to be fun." Yay.
7. So, the MC will tell you what it'll take to get the NPC to do what you want or do it and they will.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. What really catches people's attention
magic.
Is magic.
And you are your darkest self still.
Oh, yeah. So,
subtlety.
Absolutely. This will be fun for a party. Illusions, non-existent subtext.
So, essentially, people... So, what do you want that to look like?
I want it to be... everyone is seeing the... It's that it's the reading into a situation that clearly this person is really into you, but it's like no, they're just being polite to you. So everyone is seeing that the hormones and the liquor is kicking in, and everyone is convinced that everyone wants each other.
Everybody, read your sex move.
So you're doing this right when like Lindsay's like hugging me.
So like how do they know you're somehow responsible? Maybe it's not direct magic, but how do they know? Because this is about you being popular.
Well, in order to cast a hex without a sympathetic token, I've started speaking in tongues.
Okay, so what does that look like?
It's just the wind comes back in, even though the door has been closed. The
door bursts open. That's when you arrive. But we'll get to you in a second. Okay. The door opens.
Okay. So the door opens. A blast of wind comes in. It just kind of, like, starts circling around Sabrina. Her hair is all, being twirled.
Flowing everywhere.
Yeah. And in this otherworldly voice that has this resonance and this echo to it that should not be possible in a house like this, filled as it is, she starts speaking. Everyone hears it as if she is saying it directly to them. It's like it's the sound of someone who's right next to you speaking, even if they're on the other side of the room.
So, yeah, you guys all feel this. Except for you, because you're not here in a second.
Nine. Oh, wait, yes. No, and it's dark?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 10. Nice.
So great. That spell goes off.
So, yeah, awesome. But it has unexpected consequences, and it's much more powerful.
But darkest self gives me...
Yeah, two jocks over.
So,
what's she saying? I think that's Latin for party.
So you see,
go ahead. Okay, well, you were talking. This ignites people's sexual thing. So this suddenly, this party takes a complete. It was like more like woo, and just it's like people are just throwing each other on the ground.
Oh wow!
There's a lot of weird like.
But let's not have any non-consensual stuff though.
Oh yeah, there's no rape going.
Yeah, there's
no
rape.
No, there isn't. Everyone's into it.
Yeah, everybody's pro like.
Let's bone!
Like everyone has, like, misread each other, and inhibitions just go out the window.
So it's the party 2 hours from now.
Yes. Okay. But right now,
it's time manipulation.
Instantly. And then everyone is just looking, and they're like, Sabrina! Sabrina's like, do you know Sabrina? She's awesome. Tell me about her. And everyone's just, like, talking about you, and, like, you're starting to get popular, and that's when the door opens.
The door is slammed open, and in comes me. Beautiful black shoes and an Armani suit. And a beautiful, nice, long coat that goes up to my knee, goes down to my knees, looking down. I was like, well, looks like the party started without me. I can forgive all of you for that.
There's a lot of wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
If I may suggest something, Sabrina smells very, very familiar perfume.
Oh!
Yes, you smell this perfume that was pretty clear from before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And you know that it is a perfume made of different magical spices, so that no one else could ever have this.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay. It's made by King.
Would
Barons.
I be able to, because she did do the glamour earlier to look like someone else, is it possible to tell whether or not that's actually Baron, or if it could
It seems like it's Baron.
Okay, alright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually make it any better. Okay. But.
I take a look at
Sabrina.
How can I forget Sabrina? Sabrina's
seriously,
like,
the teenage witch.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Sabrina, well, aren't you suddenly the life of the party?
Sabrina's amazing.
Oh, isn't she?
Chanting Sabrina.
Wow, and the way
Sabrina.
Some people are still giving Sabrina. Taylor a hug, though.
Okay.
The hug has not ended over there.
It's actually gotten really awkward. I mean, I'm just like sitting there. I'm just feeling.
Okay.
It's like hot breath on your
mouth. Okay.
But, okay, so since she cast a spell, though, mm-hmm. PCs are not affected, right? Is that?
PCs can be affected.
Okay.
Okay.
But
Do we decide that?
So it's up to you. Do you want these people to be affected specifically?
Not specifically, because I haven't even seen any of
them. Because you guys weren't there immediately.
Yeah.
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 Okay,
but
you can cast a spell on players, just to be clear.
Feeling that's going to come in. That's
gonna
come
just be clear. I'm just saying.
Even though he took the offensive spells and I did.
Yeah, okay. I suppose it's like, yes, isn't Sabrina great? Especially the way she treats her family. Oh, that
what
is just...
What have you done?
I don't. You left your mother in such a state. What sort of daughter are you? I had to go ahead and help her as best as I could.
You don't know the meaning of the word help.
Oh, don't tell that to your mother.
Said
over and over again. It's like, oh, you're helping me so much, Baron. Over and over.
I want to.
And over again. She
even though out of
me.
Character, I know what the truth is. I want to cast a Ring of Lies on him.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. So, if you start telling a lie, you will hear a piercing, ringing noise.
Except that one. But your spell...
But that's what confirms it for me.
Yeah. But your spell goes off in
oh,
more
crap.
Extreme
yes.
way.
Uh-huh.
And other people
around...
I'm never
going to get out of my darkest self.
Okay. So other people, like, not only are they, like, hitting on each other and having no inhibitions, and it's not all sexual. Some people are just saying their feelings.
Uh-huh.
That they're like, you know, I kept thinking about what if my dad... Yeah, and what if it was my dad that died? You know, all that kind of stuff. And, but now everyone just feels compelled to tell the truth.
Oh god, truth spell just went off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Oh,
so I really do think your dad was a pedo. I think your dad was a pedo.
Familiar. Oh, you cast one of those spell things. Is that what it feels like? I need to experience myself. Oh, is it... Oh, it's a truth spell. Oh, that's tasty. Well... I guess I have no choice.
You guys see this.
Yeah.
And hear this.
I had beautiful tantric sex with your mother. And she enjoyed every second of it. I picked her up, laid her down, and had my way.
All right, I'm getting uncomfortable. Out of character. I'm just going to say that right now.
I'm sorry. Did I say it too much?
He's going to now.
May I see your skin?
We could also
pull that
back.
Is that in character or out of character?
That's both in character and out of character. Me trying to remember, like, wait, what can I do here now again?
Okay.
Like, and now, so that I can get my last experience point, I want to cast illusions on him, and he is going to. He's going to get the snakes and bugs too.
Yeah.
Monster STD.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10.
Well, but it's much worse.
Everybody gets it. Yay!
No, wait, let's not do to everybody, but we did that.
Okay.
What we'll say is... oh my god.
Oh god. I'm not liking this.
I'm sorry, I need that one more time.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm going to censor myself.
Okay.
I'm going to censor myself. My brain went to bad places. So yeah, snakes and bugs are crawling all over you.
Gah!
And as they're crawling all over you, they're getting inside your ear. Mm-hmm. And some looks like they're trying to force their ways into your eyes, mm-hmm. into your nose. Mm-hmm. And they're just trying to bore through your skin. Uh-huh. So it's just, you feel your skin being slowly eaten at it all over. They peel down. And they like pull down at your arteries and start pulling on them and start drinking from your arteries. And snakes get into your intestines.
You got them, bitch! Ah!
While that's happening, Raven has turned towards the situation mm-hmm. over here. The
ah!
Oh my god, another party that becomes a magic fight. I hate this fucking high school. And so he quickly turns back to the bar, digs his hand into the ice bucket, puts a bunch of water in his hair and like spikes it. And for a second, unbuttons his shirt, takes off his glasses, and like sprays himself. And then he turns around and like kind of takes a pose. He's like, "Sabrina, can I get you a drink?" And I'm gonna roll hot.
Whoa!
Distractor.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Because I'll just note that one of my advancements lets me take all the remaining hexes.
So are you taking that now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I am now prepared to do anything.
Okay.
So, like, what do we? How do we see that? What does the camera see? Because you were just leveled up.
Yeah.
I'm like turning towards her, and then just shows my face. There's a bright flash of light. I'm like, oh!
Your hair becomes permanently spiky.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it is. There's just this momentary blinding flash of light. Probably some of the people that were farther out from where the initial spells were cast. It's enough to like distract them, and they're no longer under her spell. And so it's just like this blinding flash of light. People are like, "What the hell's going on?" And when it returns, Sabrina is eerily calm. And if you weren't looking closely, she would look normal again. Which is probably scarier than someone that looks outright
furious. Can we say that, what hair color would you want your hair to be if you could afford it?
if you went Super Saiyan?
her hair has grown like 5 inches, so it's now waist length, and it's still black, but it's a very glossy black. Her hair had been kind of like frizzy because of all the cheap hair dye, mm-hmm. and now it's very nice. Angelina Jolie, like, when Angelina Jolie was still kind of freaky crazy. When you're all Earth Mother.
Steve is like on his knees.
So we're all going to go home and watch The Craft, right? Like, that's what's going to happen?
I think it's a segue, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
The whole nerd posse is like worshipping you. Mm-hmm. They're all like on their knees around you. You're a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for you.
Yes,
we serve you.
They all are, really. But I appreciate you stepping
in. What? Yeah, he's just at your feet.
And this is happening while you're like, you feel these things just tearing you from the inside out. What are you guys all...
Is Cynthia there?
Yeah, Cynthia. Cynthia's
the woman who's in love with me right now?
Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
She'll be walking in any second.
Okay.
So I just rolled hot and I got an 8. So...
What is that? What is on the card?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You handed it to me. She chooses one.
So hand the card over.
Let's see. I will, because someone needs to take control of this. Whatever you want. She gives herself over to whatever you're trying to get.
Okay. I would say that, I'm going to say the first one, give themselves to you, but not in a literal sense, in the fact that you're doing all this crazy magic stuff, but you've just defeated your major foe, you're being worshipped, and then you're like, oh yeah, that sounds like okay.
Yeah.
That sounds okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you kind of chill out and walk over to the bar.
Except I'm going to make things worse. Because as you're chilling out, you're used to, you know, especially like you've got everybody worshipping you, and yet you always had me before, like, you know, going after you. Except this one time, as you're like, going like, yes, finally, it's all working out for me. You see me out of the corner of your eye, and I'm just like, Like, just cold. Just like, this complete is effective. Which is exactly what's going on. Like, when I turn someone on, I roll with cold.
Ooh. What the hell?
Because the one thing that, you know, it's like, I've got everything, and all of a sudden, he doesn't want me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This has been building up.
Yeah. Go! Oh. So that's a 9 plus 2, 11.
Oh!
Yeah, so basically you take a string against you. You
know, okay.
So, and you're, yeah, you just got that feeling like, all of a sudden, like, why does it matter to me what he thinks?
And why is he so different now?
Because all of a sudden it matters to you what I think about you.
Oh, God.
High school.
So, never did before.
So, as this is happening, the book... Mm-hmm. That you have issue violently shaking.
Which I'm trying to get to. I need to talk to the witch and have people stop having sex in the living.
So yeah, it's like it's hard. You're trying to get to Sabrina, and there's people in the way, and all this crazy stuff is happening. You have a group hug. You feel like you're being eaten from the inside out, and then you hear clapping. And you see the principal walks in. And as he walks in, there's about 15 people in cloaks, long black cloaks, very short, following him from behind. And you see that he has chains around his hands, and all those behind that following him are all chained up as well. And he walks in, and he's clapping, puts chains on his belt, he's clapping. He looks around. He's like, I smell sin. I see what happens at these parties. And did I not start at the beginning of this day and say that just because you turn 17 does not give you the right to put poison in your throats and to give in to the pleasures of the flesh? And in fact, I walk here now, and in a day of mourning, this poor boy's son, his father died.
I'm kind of tilting my head at him, and then I'm actually going to spend my experience point to suddenly get hex casting. my eyes narrow, and suddenly a ring of lies occur. I'm casting ring of lies on the man.
Okay, great. So so when he lies?
It comes out as, isn't that right? It comes
no,
out as...
It distracts them. It would, he would hear a piercing, ringing noise. Big lies will make them fall to their knees and disorient them. Severe lies would cause harm or brain damage.
So it's pretty clear, like, when he lies, you'll see the reactions.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what am I rolling for this?
I praise God. How?
Oh. 12.
Nice. Oh. Nice. Yep.
And as I step forward as he starts talking, and I hold up a finger, and I said, Anderson, doctor, I'm glad you came. We got the blood from... What's your father's name?
Stevenson.
We got the blood from Stevenson from his son. We got good enough to put it in the fetus, so that should be good for now. And then I just stop and I look at him and I look at my hands. My blood is your blood. And then I just speak Latin as if I just understood it randomly because you understand it now. Mm-hmm. And I'm shooting off of... I'm speaking Latin to make him, like, lie.
He holds his head, and he's like, we're gathered here today to mourn the loss of his father. Nobody cares about his father. He deserved to die. How dare he try to betray me? He's holding his head, you see him shaking, and he looks up, and he sees you, and he's like, are you doing this? Are you doing this to me? Tell me the truth.
I'm just nobody. Who are you? You're nobody, too.
I'm not nobody. I'm someone. That's what the devil told me when he kicked me out of hell. He told me I was no one, that I wasn't special. I'm special. And I tried to make you special, too. And you see, he takes these chains from his belt, and he pulls on them, and all the cloaks from the people behind him fall off, and it's just a line... parade of kids with different body parts taken off.
Oh. Fuck! My character's just canting his...
This is where you came from. And everyone in the party stops. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Except the DJ, who apparently he was on it the first couple times. This time he's like, what? Oh! Okay, so everybody stops, and even my character is just kind of, because he's not lying, clearly, and mm-hmm. I feel.
Do you understand now? I give you life.
Am I still covered in bugs and stuff? Or...
You can roll to hold steady to stop that.
All right.
Well, he's doing all this. I'm kind of like quietly in the back, like circling around. I'm not doing anything right now, but I'm like I'm watching the interaction between the principal and
him. Can the principal know that you're there?
It's up to you. I'm kind of hoping he doesn't. Like, my character's intention is to like quietly like behind the crowd. He's trying like
right now. He has no idea.
Yeah, he's trying to get up like behind the principal if possible.
Two.
Okay. Still what did I just say? So obviously, Cynthia has been outside praying, trying to avoid all the sin going on.
Okay.
She comes in now, so she sees you in distress, and she's like, "Oh, Baron, oh, I missed you. I've been praying for you,
Cynthia."
And she just puts her arms around you,
Cynthia.
I'm here. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to take care of you. I love you, Baron. I realize that I love you.
It hurts so much!
We're meant to be together!
It hurts so much!
If we were only 17, I'd want to marry you. Alright, we'll leave it at that. Okay. That was your hard movie.
Good God. I'm going to say that Drake has gone behind the bar and is mixing up a shot concoction of all these strange rums that they have at the bar. He's even gone into the parents' liquor cabinet, broken it open while all this crazy shit is happening. And he is using something that he's using a concoction with hot sauce and rums and candle wax and a bit of his own blood that Aloha from Louisiana once showed him. And he's going to take a shot of it and then stare into a candle flame and look into the abyss. With the question, how do I stop the principal?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And yes, I've managed to tie in drinking to yet another character. Mark of David.
All right. The other Mark.
Yes.
The other aside from Bacha.
Which we're going to see in about 5 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
No!
Oh,
no, no.
10, 11.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what does it say?
Boop, 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 boop. On 10 plus, I get to choose. First, it answers my questions. And then I get to choose. Visions show you what you must do, which is kind of already what my question is. And I get to remove a condition, so I'm no longer jealous. The perspective of the void offers me, like, this shit is petty. Come on, you're better than this, Raven.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
So, you stare into the abyss by drinking this concoction, and you see images of Baron here. He has a strange aura right now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that he could harm the principal, perhaps end him. You see that the book, the pages.
Right, I have to check the book. I keep forgetting. All right.
The pages in the book, in the hands of one who practices magic, can be used to cause that magic to inflict terrible harm on the principal.
Both those options are really bad right
now. Yes, and those are your answers.
Great. Okay.
And you get plus one to doing that.
Cool. All right. Plus one, stop principal. Okay. Principal.
This one's not for pal.
Okay.
Yes.
And he's... Well, with my dark void view thing, can I recognize that she is not herself? That she is partaking in the darkness of the soul that that I am possibly capable of.
Would, are you okay?
I'm absolutely okay if you can see that.
It's pretty clear.
It's really not hard to guess. Sorry.
Demon, okay, the preppy is a douche. Whoa! Oh, that's not good. I just need to give it to the demon lady.
So, the principal looks at you and says, I want you to be all that you can be. Now that you see where you're from, you can... decide where you're going. So what he's trying to do is get your darkest self triggered. You don't have to accept that.
I'm
you can fight against it.
Well, okay.
I'm going to take a step forward. I'm just going to cant my head, like just kind of staring at him in the eyes as if I'm searching for something. But then my eyes is like a drawn downward towards the children. And what's the freaky thing is they've taken, like, I don't know if this is okay. One kid has, like, an eye missing. Like, they actually used two kids to get two different eyes.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of spot him with my eye, and he's just kind of looking up at me. And then I'm going to move to the front of the kid, and I'm sure I have to roll for this, but I'm actually going to hug him and just say, I missed you.
Aww. Oh. So, roll to hold steady, plus yeah. Hold.
Please hold. 10, nice. And then I think I get
cold
study. Oh, yeah, 10.
Right, you get an XP.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I get an XP. And
XP!
What I'm going to do... was there any conditions that this inspired onto me? Like, would you say, like...
Well, you had terrified. Oh, so you want a condition now?
No, I can actually remove a condition.
Get rid of terrified.
I'm not terrified of the principal. No. I'm actually... It looks real, like, I'm actually smiling as if I'm finally feeling, like, the close to the children are to me. I'm like, I'm actually reaching out for another child.
And they all start to go to you. It's like the group hug again.
Yeah.
Except this is one you want.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I'm just all hugging him, and then you hear me singing, I see skies of blue.
The ones who are capable of crying do.
Yeah, okay. And that's all yeah, that's all I'm doing. You guys might have to stop the principal from freaking out and killing us all. But okay. I am perfectly content with the
So really quick, I feel like you need to do some stuff.
I'm watching the principal like a hawk. Because mind point is, I still owe him. I ate part of his dad. I owe him. I lost control, I ate part of his dad.
And he sees this and he's like, I'm so disappointed. I'm glad your father's not alive to see this.
Screw you. I'm hugging my kids. That might even piss him off the most is he's not even registering to me. I'm just, the kids and me are, it's a very sweet moment, and that could probably piss off the guy more and more.
So he is.
I'm shutting him down.
So, yeah, roll to shut him down.
Yeah, I'm just like, check yourself.
Plus cold.
9.
Yep.
So actually, I'm also going to spend. I can actually spend something, can I?
Do you have a string on?
Oh, I don't have a string on him. So you're right. 9. You each lose a string on each other, or you each give a condition to each other.
That could work.
Okay. So
what condition do you want to give him?
This could be actually extremely useful to everyone here.
Mm. Just saying.
Oh, that's right. Because a condition can be used by anybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is, like, he just seems kind of devastated.
Blinding rage.
Ooh. Oh.
Yay, more angry people.
Well, hey, if he's not concentrating on you guys, that's awesome. Yeah, and what is he going to give me?
Yeah.
He's going to give you, dispassionate calm. Like, you're just okay with this.
We're at peace.
Yeah, peace. Peace. Yeah,
peace. I'm not gonna, this is, you guys are in charge now.
So he sees us and he's like, damn it, it's not what I wanted. Where's the book? Who has the book here? And you see he points at two kids who are like making out in the corner, and he's like, where's my book? And they look at him, and he's like, clenches his fists, and you see they all start holding each other, and they light on fire.
As I see the principal finally like just erupting in rage, I've been like circling around behind him. As soon as he comes, basically I like put my hand on his shoulder and go like, "Better wash your dogs more carefully." Nice. Taking a bite out of him directly.
All right,
wow. Great. You get plus one to this roll.
Yeah, because I'm giving in to the hunger with him. So
you also get plus one because
I'm taking care of you. I'm taking plus two of this.
So your maximum bonus to any roll, regardless of where the sources are always plus five is the maximum roll.
Yes. 13.
So you're lashing out physically.
Lashing out physically.
You can do an extra harm.
Actually, that was 14. Yeah. So I'm basically doing like 2 extra harm. Yeah. I'm, you know, over there, the full extra harm. Yeah. I'm like as much damage as the bite.
So describe it.
I'm like literally. Yeah.
He's hurt, and he was like, I was looking for, and then you do.
Yeah. As like I said, you know, my hand just like clamps on his shoulder. Like, you better watch your dogs more carefully. And like to the base, like right here on the shoulder, base of the neck. It's like all of a sudden you see that whole like mouth unhinged, just like. And again, I do not look human. There's rows of teeth. Mm. Like, clearly this is a creature made for devouring.
Roll your hearts.
And just, like, bites in, like, tearing flesh away. Like,
so strangely, as you start to do that, you feel blood is flowing easier through your body.
Oh, yeah.
Almost as if you feel more human the more you taste of him.
Excellent.
So he's, like, waving around. And,
are you, like, holding on with your teeth, like...
Yeah, I'm clinging to him, like...
What are you doing right now? Actually, what are you doing?
I'm going to find, Drake, because, Zed was weirding me out with his whole, like, I don't care, I'm too cool for you, mm-hmm. whatever, it's not true. But he's distracted now, mm-hmm. you know, eating the principal, and...
That's just delicious, it's the most casual, amazing, like, combination of high school party and whatever this is. But whatever, he's eating the principal, so...
You know, because he's a weirdo, and so I want to see what Drake wanted from me. Mm.
Drake looks
still
over.
That really scary, even gait. It's like, mm-hmm. She's not really walking, is she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Drake, it reeks of liquor.
So does everyone at this party, though.
Yep.
I reek of liquor.
There's liquor, blood, you don't even know what. Mm-hmm. Just on everything at this point. Yeah.
If it's okay, just for flavor, as you float towards him, you see a tall, dark-skinned gentleman in torn-off jean jacket and a top hat with skull paint around his face out of the corner of your eye, walking but in the mirror, away from Drake.
Cool.
The... vision out. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
I look towards the mirror, but as soon as I actually am trying to focus on it, it's gone. But when I look back towards mm-hmm. Drake again, it's there in my peripheral vision. Yeah,
exactly. And Drake says, look, this party's gotten a little crazy, and I...
You're welcome.
Yeah, check this out.
My boyfriend eating the principal?
Like I said, you're welcome.
Look, I'm gonna make this quick. I'm gonna make you a deal. I can show you something that will help you. I'm forgetting everybody's name now. That will help you kind of ruin Baron if you do a favor for me. Not like that.
Mm. Oh, I know you're not into me. No hard feelings.
Honey, I'm out of your league. Let's not talk about this. I take out the book. I just need you to hold on to this. There's a page in there. I just need you to read it. Because, to be honest, I don't know any other witches. And then we can go back to not really liking each other at homeroom.
All right.
And in exchange, I'll tell you a little secret.
About who?
Well, Baron.
All right.
Okay. Out of game.
Oh, yeah. Well,
out of game, I was either going to... I know I can offer her an XP to do something, so I can do that. But in game, I'm offering her the little secret I have about Baron.
Sounds good. Do you have the book?
Yes.
And if you want a way to maybe get you out of your illusionary... You're still illusionary.
Oh, sorry. Is that leaving, or do I have to roll it?
We'll say it goes away.
Okay. It's like, as I begin to say, I look at the principal, but I see he's busy. I'm like...
But as you're tearing from the flesh, some of it heals back.
Okay, it's like
a never-ending buffet.
All you can eat, we'll see about that.
Best party ever! Okay,
I look at the principal, and I realize in my mind, I'm like, he should be a priority, but that fucking bitch. It's like, you.
You bitch, how dare you!
Read quickly.
And then I'm going to post my hand and start spilling out words and cast Wither on her.
But was I in the... Were we in a different room?
No, it's in the same room.
Okay, same room. Say nasa! I'm also going to use my one of my bargains to add plus two.
That in order to cast a hex without the sympathetic token...
You need to chant.
Yeah, and you need to make eye contact.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to rush at you.
All right.
And turn you around.
Go right ahead, because I'm going to cast Binding on you as soon as you're near me, and you're not going to be able to do physical harm.
Okay.
Well, we'll see who goes first.
Whoa. Let's go slow motion here for a second.
You. Can you see, when you run a game with Fandible, that encourages animosity between players. Like, this is what it degenerates into.
So basically,
it's not degenerating, it's evolving.
I'm slow motion running towards her, my coat winding in the back, either a mix of just me running and just spectral wind behind me, and I'm just rushing
at her. All right, Dante, give it a rest. Jesus.
I put up my two pistols and shoot her.
It's a little much.
And Sabrina has found the page that she's supposed to be reading, and she's kind of, you can see her finger going. So it's now become, I guess it's become a race against time.
Yeah.
Who will get there? Will he get to me first, or will I finish reading the page?
Okay. Sounds good. So how about we do this? Do either of you have a string on each other?
Yes.
He has a string on me.
I do.
I don't have one on him.
So you are going to make your roll, but you spend your string to give her a minus.
Yep.
So you have a minus one on this roll. Actually, you can decide after the roll.
Okay.
And given the situation,
I'm not attempting to do binding because I don't actually. I'm focused on the book.
Sure, sure.
Hold steady, maybe.
And you're angry as well.
I am.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you do?
I mean, would it be hold steady, or you're doing the research, so it would be dark?
I think you're going to cast your spell.
Okay.
So try to cast your spell, but it's going to be minus one because of the angry, and potentially you could spend your string to add a minus depending on the roll. All
right.
Let's see what happens.
Can I? So she's rolling. Jesus is not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. That's a fail.
Okay. So
with or without my string.
Without
my string.
Okay. So what does that look like? Why are you not being able to do this for?
I guess I don't know what spell I was trying to do because I wasn't doing binding.
Okay. So the way
was
this
I,
works,
was I doing something from the book?
So the way this works is, when you find and you get this when you're looking at the book. As you look through the book, you find a picture that reminds you of something from your past, and you use that to anchor your power, which will allow you to take any of your spells and inflict them in a way that does terrible harm to the principal that he cannot heal.
Okay.
Oh, were you trying to use that spell, or were you trying to bind him?
I wasn't doing binding
okay.
anymore. Yeah. I was just focusing on the book.
And it doesn't matter which spell you cast, because when you choose the thing from the book, it applies to any spells targeted at the principal.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. So, but unfortunately, the roll did not work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, why didn't the roll work?
I'm going to say that...
Maybe you spotted Baron.
She was distracted, because even though, like, I imagine her back is to him, but there's the mirror.
There's the mirror, exactly.
So she catches it in her peripheral vision, and it's just enough to be like, what the... And it breaks the concentration on
herself. So, are you going to try to catch her eyes? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm
going
to try to catch her eyes.
So,
can I preempt this action with something?
Well,
the most 80s... like, teen comedy method of stopping this in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kiss him. He's concentrated on her, and he's like, you bimp!
Glatu barata nigrum! Come in your mouth.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So what am I doing?
Okay, so you're trying to kiss.
What character am I playing? Oh, the mortal. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's like
so
coma, the power of love.
So here's the deal: you're gonna roll to lash out physically, mm-hmm. so that you can grab and look in the eyes.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't cast a spell. Okay. Once you can see the eyes, you can then cast a spell. Okay. But that's when this tongue action is gonna happen.
Okay. So let's do the first roll. Volatile. 9.
Okay, 9.
So I grab. I turn her around. Look straight into her eyes.
Yes.
Okay. So you have the book in your hand, you turn around, and you guys make eye contact.
That thing's mine now, bitch.
Oh my
and
god.
And then...
Bam!
So he's rolling hot, I'm guessing.
Okay, so I'm going to roll hot. I've got a plus one to stop the principal. And let's see what happens.
Jesus,
David, really?
David. The most. That goes the most awkward.
So awkward.
Like, I'm like,
so why do you fail this?
So many reasons. Because my name is David, and this is fanable.com. And all
how
of
many
my.
How many strings do you have on him?
Can I re-roll? I can't re-roll.
No, no, but how many strings do you have?
Yeah, just not one. Even.
Oh, yeah, you fuck. Yeah,
okay.
There, I would have to have like seven strings to make that work.
Can we say that the principal, as you do this, because you failed the roll anyway,
mm-hmm.
the principal sees you
mm-hmm.
and sees that you're trying to interfere with who he still considers uh-huh. on the same side,
uh-huh.
so he lights you on fire.
Wait, why does he not get lit on fire when it's my idea at the beginning of the game, but I get lit on fire now? He's a supernatural creature. I'm just some dude. I'm a barista.
I'm a flaming barista.
So take one harm.
Amazing.
Just fire.
I like you asked me, but it was a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay that you get lit on fire? Because that is going to happen.
Because that's what's happening.
Okay. FYI, you're Elfwagwell.
So all of a sudden, this person's launching at you with their mouth.
I just smack him out of the way.
He gets on fire. I guess you're holding her like shoulders or something, just so that you can make eye contact.
Okay.
With the distraction of him showing up, could that give me an opportunity to lash out physically in a
way? Wait. Let's give her.
So the fact that it looks like he bitch slapped him so hard he exploded.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
What are you doing right now?
I gotta transfer to a new school. Yeah. This is bullshit.
So you're on his neck, and he just elf
waved. He just set my boyfriend on fire, so he's getting more biting. That's what he's getting as soon as I get a chance.
He suddenly, like, you're on one shoulder, and suddenly I'm going to try to spin the principal around.
You do.
And he's kind of surprised because I have that very cool look in my face, and I'm like, I love your nose. And I'm just gonna try. And then I'm grabbing, like, that. I have, like, a shard, and I'm just going to try to slam it right into him because I want his nose.
I got your nose.
Yes,
so you and me are trying to like stop the principal.
Yep.
Oh, good idea.
You went under the machine. You might want to get around the nice one.
Well, what did I say in the beginning of the game? You are the problem. You guys are the problem.
So how are we the problem? He's a demon. He wants to go to hell. We want to get out of high school.
Here's one. They gain a string on you. They can deal one harm back to you for free, which is good because then. So you start carving his face, and he tries to take your eyes out.
Okay.
But he can't quite get his fingers into those sockets.
Because he's reaching with the arm that is being numbed.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's going limp as you're like tearing it. And what are you doing?
He's got
his nose off.
Yeah. I really would pay anything in the world right now if, like, people are panicking and someone trips over, like, the DJ booth and suddenly the lights start flashing.
This is perfect. Actually, yeah, people are trying to get out of here. Finally, people are trying to get out of here, but exactly.
Yeah, your spell stops. Yeah. No, people aren't really interested.
I am okay with that.
That would be the most disturbing circumstance.
There's actually, like, I mean, there's some fire caught up on some of the curtains, so, you know.
The curtains I tried to put myself out.
Yes. So of course the DJ booth starts up with the roof is on fire.
It's a question. Can the whole tagging and condition thing, can you just keep tagging that condition over and over?
Yes.
Or just,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm rolling and it's still the hunger, it's still the condition, so that's a plus two and then plus one because of volatile.
Plus three.
And bitey, bitey, bitey. And that is a 9 plus 3, that is a 12, so 2 more harm.
Excellent.
Hold him still.
Nice. So how are you inflicting this? Because you're already tearing his shoulder.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, see me like pull back, like swallow it down.
Mm-hmm.
More! Again, just like, I keep like, as I see like parts healing, I'm just like, more! You know, like, I'm right now, I'm like a mindless beast. Just,
so
like,
you injured him more than you did before, though, so we need just a little bit more detail.
Maybe you go for spine.
Yeah, maybe like yeah, exactly. I'm like now, like I'm like latched onto the back of his neck now, like trying to tear like
one
his
of his vertebrae gets popped.
Yeah, I'm like literally as trying to tear his head off. Like,
Oh, he has that belt cell on him, doesn't he?
He does.
Okay, I know what I'm doing next.
So, you have turned around.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he failed to stop you, so he's going to have to get to make a roll before you act.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look her straight in the eyes, like you failed, but I won't. I'm going to cast Wither on her. And I'm going to use one, since he still thinks I'm on his side, I'm going to use one of my bargains. So I'm going to add plus the power flows through, to add plus two to that roll, plus dark, so that's plus three to this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. How are you doing?
Yeah, 14. It's to roll really well, you guys. I'm just curious.
It's pretty awesome to try sometimes.
So as the Lich character, why don't you tell us what that does?
Wither allows for the person loses all their hair, or their teeth start rotting and falling out, or their skin gets all sickly yellow and spotty. Whatever the specifics, it's bad.
Tell us the specifics.
I don't know.
Do you want me to?
Will it be Jesus' okay. choice?
Okay, I look her straight and is like, let me show exactly what you did to your mother.
Ew.
And then she starts getting older and older in front of me.
He starts aging you.
Yeah.
Alright, well, hey, so long as we're up close and personal.
Oh, goddamn it.
Came back.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should have thought about these things.
Remember, you got a string.
They're gonna fucking explode, like, something that's just gonna go nuclear.
You still have your darkest self, too, that's the other
thing. Yeah, so you may have just messed with the wrong witch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am also going to do, Wither on him.
Oh, goddamn it.
The Wither fight!
So it's gonna be like a geriatric.
This will keep getting older.
Oh,
wow.
Eight.
Plus your dark self, don't you get some?
No, I don't get anything else.
Yeah, plus your dark, yeah.
Yeah, oh, so nine. Okay. But you know what? I'm going to use that string on him and make it a 10.
Okay, awesome.
Fantastic.
So here's the deal, it doesn't just do the normal spell, it does a little bit more than that. What is that little bit more?
I want him to no longer be able to have a hold on me, so I want this to actually affect his bones, and his bones start becoming brittle. And first it's his arms can't hold the weight, bones start snapping in his arms.
Ah! Oh my
and
god.
And then your legs can't hold the weight of the rest of you.
Ah!
So you're back down on the floor, which is a good look for you.
Wow.
And the DJ starts playing Get On Up.
Get On Up. Wow, this
you're
is
brutal.
You're
probably going to die this next day,
DJ. This is the DJ of my life.
It's the show of my life. I'm not leaving.
Okay. Oh, my God. We'll get back to you.
I just found out from the doctor. I have 2 months to live. I'm going
to what are you doing, fire? A fiery guy?
I'm being on fire. Is that a condition?
The fire goes away.
Oh, thank God.
I scream and I flail. What's my role for that?
You're like that Muppet
guy. Beaker. Beaker. Oh my god. It's totally true. All I can do is hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt myself and discover things.
Well, he's my dark breath, so.
Well, she's turning older and I really can't do anything. That's the problem.
Because you're the mortal.
Yeah.
You can try to. You can lash out physically against the person trying to stop her. I really want
kick the old man volleys down.
You just shut him down.
What is dark? Just looks into the abyss.
Yes.
Unless I'm
unless you got a special ability.
Can I hold my action in case somebody tries to mess with the witch again?
So there is no actions. We should just say it's just really making sure everyone gets equal.
It's like
spotlight. Mm-hmm.
It's like 28 years of action.
There could be multiple roles if it makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're just going around. Okay. But you can wait and see. But what's your intent?
I guess my intent is to make sure that nobody continues to mess with the witch while she has her.
So
do I have any idea how to get her out of Dark Soul?
You can roll.
Because I kind of gave it to like the evil elf lady from Lord of the Rings, like, or Darkest Self. Sorry,
you can roll Gaze into the Abyss to find the answer to that.
I would love to. I would love to. And since I'm already wounded, I'm going to smash the shot glass that I took the Loa drink from, and I'm just going to gash my arm with it, and I'm going to use Downward Spiral. When you gaze into the abyss, you may cause yourself one harm if you do add two to your roll.
Whoa. So actually, no, I don't even gash. Like, if you look over, I'm carving Latin into my chest where I've opened up my shirt.
This isn't necessary.
You're oh, come so on,
gross. Which is disappointing as I can't wait. I hope someone's like, oh, I'm
okay, not bad.
My children listen to Fandible for the first time. Well, this seems like Monster Hearts.
7,
I love
you. 9, 10, whoa. 11.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
12, if I include Stop the Principal.
So, read your How You Get Out of Your Darkest Self.
To escape your darkest self, you must offer peace to the one you have hurt the most.
Who have you now hurt the most?
I guess technically.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So you get plus one to help make that happen.
I'm going to write down, too bad I can't make a condition. That would be awesome.
Plus you can one make a condition
by shutting someone down.
That's not my strong suit.
You can offer them an experience point.
You can offer them an experience point.
If you have a strength.
I'll give you XP if you'll play nice. Yeah.
You also have to say what your character does.
Yeah, so well, that'll. I am trying to move towards them with a gaping chest wound now. So and ooh, I just leveled up.
So think about how you're going to level up, and you definitely get there. But mm-hmm. we'll get back to you. So you two are double teaming the principal.
Wow.
Sex moves. Sex moves.
I'm actually. is it an iron belt? Is it a normal belt?
It's a chain belt.
All right, well, I'm trying to break that chain belt. Just, like, grab it and rip, like, just pulling it apart.
Sure, lash out physically.
Because I these children, they need to be free. Roll Let plus. My body parts go.
Roll plus volatile.
6, volatile. 7.
Yep. 7, you do it. The, but this thing is going to choose to get a string on you.
That's fine. Yeah, great.
Actually, no, sorry, this is your choice. They can, you can do the harm thing yet. So I'll try to lash out to you, and, while you're trying to undo the belt or rip it apart.
Okay, yeah.
And they're like, they grab your neck, mm-hmm. and they're like, I'm gonna do to you what you failed to do your father. And he tries to, like, choke your neck, and he can't.
Because you just suddenly your teeth sinks into him.
Oh,
yeah. Stop controlling my arm.
There's a tendon. Oh,
but physically, you're too strong.
Okay,
yeah. Even without the fact that I'm trying to tear his head off.
Yeah, cool.
He physically, even if he was at his strongest, could not do it.
Mm-hmm. I am actually like as soon as you can do your thing, but I'm kind of pulling the kids away on their leashes. unbeknownst to me, I'm kind of traveling back and I'm actually moving towards them.
Sounds good.
I'm going to the last body part.
My character's getting annoyed at the fact that that this principal keeps ignoring the fact that I'm gnawing on him and going after after Taylor here. Mm-hmm. So rather than do volatile again, I'm actually going to do the shut him down. Basically, just like go like. You've got bigger issues to deal with than
non-tasty boy over here.
Mm-hmm. Kick his ass, junkyard dog.
So, so again, plus 2 and plus 1 because he's I'm taking care of his condition. I'm not gonna plus 1 for the hunger because I have something to do with my hunger.
Use the skull cracker. No way, the skull cracker's
only going to move. 9, yeah, 12. So,
wow. Damn. You're just built to eat.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm going to give him a condition, basically, I'm not sure how to phrase it, but basically, focus on me,
You're scary.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Maybe
there we go. So he's, I'm scared. I'm like, finally, like S, he, like, you sort of, like, pull away from him and start turning away, mm-hmm. and I see him, like, still reaching, like, I just, like, grab his, like, head, like, turn it so he looks, like, right into my dead black eyes and go, like... You've got bigger issues to deal with. And, like, I open my mouth wide as if I'm going to eat his face.
So he turns around to you, and he's horrified by you.
That's what he should be.
That's what he should be. And he looks into your eyes and he says, I didn't want to hurt you. You were plan B if all this fails.
I'm like, it's a shame because I sure as hell want to hurt you. Yeah. Pause and everyone else. Because my next action will be to try and eat his face.
I just cast eat his face.
That's mine. Yeah.
There are rules for that in the book.
Yeah,
eating someone's
so
face.
So you are with you're like on the ground. Mm-hmm. Your legs give out. Mm-hmm. Your bones are brittle.
It's not a good day to be me.
No.
You did at least get laid.
There's that.
What about his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, Cynthia. She's like, I'll always be your girlfriend. Oh. No matter what you look like. I'll take care of you.
No!
Can she take his hand and accidentally crush him?
You know she's not this strong.
No.
She's like, I don't care what you look like. I still love you. And, like, she's trying to, like, drag you away from this.
I don't care if I'm no longer in charge.
I'm going to hide you from all this. I'm going to take you away from these terrible people.
What I'm going to try to do, tell me if I can do this. I am one more string away from Darkest.
You are.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to use that to hold steady to keep myself in control. But that's going to put me under his the principal's control at that point.
Yes.
Can I do that?
You can roll hold steady.
Okay.
You're going to have to roll hold steady to pretty much do anything.
Okay. Yeah. So plus two, which brings me into my...
Does anybody else hear Celine Dion? Darkest
self.
Because I really do.
Okay, plus two.
Didn't think you knew that.
Plus two.
It's going to be one. This plus one. 7, 8, 9. Okay.
You kill Cynthia. Wait, is that what you're trying to do? I'm confused. Okay.
Cool. So, read your darkest self.
Okay. You can't get what you want, what you need anymore. The world has left you cold and alone, shivering in the wake of your own addictions. Bit of a bone disease, sort of an addiction. The dark power will make some open-ended demands of you, and will promise you some lucrative and perhaps volatile things in return. Every demand you fulfill brings you a little closer to feeling whole again, to rekindling the fire in your heart. Whenever you fulfill those demands, remove a string that holds on you. You escape your darkest self when the dark power has no more strings on you, or when you agree to an even worse bargain with an even more dangerous dark power. And I actually can I?
That's what this game needs. More dark powers.
Okay, and look, it's like the principal's dying now. Anyone who'll hear me, heal me, and I'll do whatever. I promise you. Just get me away from this crazy person. Looking at Cynthia. So anything.
As you're flipping through the book, you know, Sabrina, that you can use these to augment your spells. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can roll plus dark and heal him.
Yes.
Do you want to do that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God, no.
Yes, I do.
Oh, God, no. No! No! No!
This is amazing.
No!
It's tied yourself to even darker power. Sabrina.
Remember, you got string, too.
No, I already used it again.
Yeah, you didn't use the string yet.
Oh!
9.
No! No! So how do you heal his wounds?
I'm trying to do the spell against the principal.
But you find the page, but then you see this opportunity.
Yeah, it's like, any greater power?
The look on his
face. No. You know, very benevolent. I mean, suddenly it's no longer the terrifying, you know, angel of darkness sort of aura. It's an angel of lightness, and she puts
Cynthia.
A hand towards
Cynthia, take me away, Cynthia! Cynthia! No!
Be healed, my child.
God! Your youth returns to you, and your bones reform.
Does that mean she just made peace with the person she hurt?
Oh, you did! Yes. Whoa! That was unexpected.
Wow.
Yes. Holy
Thank
shit.
You.
I hate you, but that
high fives. Everybody's awesome. Everybody's
so, as that happens, get over light here. Returns to you. Mm-hmm. Your hair turns back to the way it was.
Aw, damn it. Come on.
I slowly
I'm a greater dark power than the principal. That should give me some hair benefits.
Okay.
We'll have to roll for that.
Okay. I slowly stand up and just look at you like,
ha. You really should be careful of the deals that you make.
What?
What is thy bidding, thy master?
What is thy bidding, my queen?
First, you are never going to go near my house again.
String one.
String goes on.
Second of
all, foreboding from home.
Can you be a good boy and keep him distracted while I finish this little spell?
String two. Yes, ma'am. Cynthia, hold on a second. I'll deal with you. Tyrant. Excuse me. Oh, you're busy. I'm sorry.
Now he's his focus is all here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, I'm going to rush at the principal and punch him. No, you had this head distracted. I'm going to punch him in the stomach as hard as I can.
I was
going
to say his head is about to be inside. Okay.
Roll to lash out physically.
Lash out physically. Yeah.
I put you in your mouth.
And that's plus one to volatile, right? I have one in that. Yeah. So.
Nice. So that's an 8.
Excellent. So you can choose one of the following. They gain a string on you, which...
Yeah.
They can deal one harm to you for free.
Okay.
If they want to, you become your dark self.
That's already happened. I'm just going to cast... He can have one harm on me, but I harm him as well, I assume.
You do, but you harm him terribly because of the deal you made with Sabrina's mom. So, like, when you go to punch him, your hands, what's special about them? How does it change? What does it look like?
As the hand goes closer to the principal, they seem to change, and not exactly, like, they seem to molt, and, like, the skin over it seems to just melt off, and the muscle itself seems to turn scaly and bumpy, and it just goes in. It literally goes, hits his stomach, and just goes through it, blood glistening as it just goes through it, intestines, everything, just up into him. And he pushes it out.
Harukin.
So strangely enough, you're flipping through the book, and your new servant punches the principal through his chest.
Quite literally punches a hole through the principal. So
your chest. His eyes are going dead. You unbuckle.
I've already ripped that thing.
And what happens with the kids?
Honestly, as they're all fighting, just my goal is to get out. And my goal is by the end of, like, where's Taylor? And just me and the kids are gone.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll say...
That's my goal. It's like, you guys will not know where we ran off to.
Okay, I want you to roll to run away. Yes, roll plus volatile.
Eight.
Choose one. You cause a big scene. You run directly into something worse. Or the scariest person here gets a string on you.
You know what? Here's the scene. You know, as this whole fight's going, I'm leading the kids outside through the backyard, and as we get to the alleyway, a van comes up, and it is someone very much worse. The door opens, and it's my mother. And she's like, "Oh, you found them. Get in." And I obey. We all get in, and that's the worst. I'm done.
Awesome. Nice. So you're tearing the fist.
You said the face. So basically, the principal size like start, you know, like
drops. He drops his knees.
Yeah, and so like, wait. Quick question, because you said the more I like ate from him, the more like human I felt. Like,
kind of alive.
Yeah. So I'm finishing my meal in that case. I'm.
So he drops his knees, and he physically. His body just gives in, especially when you hit him. Mm-hmm. You know, though, that his spirit, his dark, evil, whatever he lies beneath, can free itself. So, like, your spell would be able to, like, end that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you punch, you hit, and you see the principal staring at you. He's going to get, this will be a negative on him because he's terrified from you. Points to you and realizes that he's pretty much done. And his hand lights on fire, and he, like, just lets the fire out, and a ball of flame starts spinning in your direction. But you were there. What do you do?
In fuego!
Oh, boy. No, don't worry. I've got this. I am totally, totally good at this. I'm going to light on fire.
You can just push her out of the way, too.
She is concentrating.
Yes.
Right? So
I'm not trying to cast the spell, I swear.
Yeah, you almost had it.
I dive in front of the fireball. So what happens is I get smacked and lit on fire, and then I'm gone for a while, and then I run back just now to get lit on fire again.
Take another half.
Running in a different direction.
Yeah. So the fireball, you see it, right? It's about to hit you.
And then... Me! I'm going to use my new mortal move. Sympathy is my weapon. Every time you forgive someone for hurting you, take a string on them. So, you know what? It's not the principal's fault. It's not the principal's fault. He can't help what he is. He's a demon from hell, and he's getting beat up by a bunch of teenagers. So, you know what? Bad day at the office. And
we all hate Mondays.
I'm gonna take a string on him. That's called Sympathy for the Devil.
Nice. Wow, nice. Yeah. So, you make your roll.
Okay. Let's hope this goes better than the last time. Mm-hmm. No! Oof. Oh my god. Six right now. I've got nothing on him to get me up to seven.
I can't use anything that... We can't use any strings to help her, right?
We could say that... It does whatever she does work, but this is just to avoid consequences.
No, because really he also has conditions on him that you can.
He does.
Yeah, oh, right, he's very weak right now.
Definitely would help.
Anybody can tell you if you can figure out a way to do it. I mean, he's got that terrified of me condition.
Well, his body's dead.
Yeah.
So this is his glowing evil demonic.
So how do you chain him?
Spirit.
For the benefit of the non-witches among us, I'm actually going to use the physical chains that were left behind when he broke the belt.
You're welcome.
thank you. You're so thoughtful. She's standing there, reading from the book with one hand out, and, looking at them, she's able to levitate them, and they suddenly, they start slowly snaking around his feet, and then faster and faster, they start working their way up his body. Soon, it's almost a tornado.
Chain mummy?
Yeah. So people, suddenly there's way more chain than there ever was to begin with, Zed's gonna have to pretty much dive out of the way, but otherwise he's potentially going to get caught up in all these chains.
Mm-hmm. I'm grabbing an arm for Dick.
And by the time...
Well, I actually know what I'm doing after,
And he, goes up through his throat, and there's, just enough time for him to maybe get out one last word, some dramatic last words before the chains bind over his mouth.
Rosebuds!
So it goes over his eyes, and he whispers, because he barely has a throat, he whispers, "I just wanted to go home."
Nice. And then,
now he never will.
Uh-huh.
So let's do quick epilogues for everyone.
Okay,
it could be seconds after, years later.
Quick question. So as you say, the more I ate him, the more human I felt. So basically, once he's dead and I ate, I felt, am I effectively human once more?
That's what you want for your epilogue.
What I want to happen is this all ends, everything ends, and I'm there, my teeth now look normal, mm-hmm. and I'm still covered in blood, and I drop his hand. I look at him who's still putting out the last one.
So babe.
I could really go for a salad.
He goes vegetarian.
Yeah, I don't think
you'll
ever eat meat. Okay. Skip me. I'll go last. I want to use my moral power after the fact. I want to go last.
Okay. Okay.
Well, do you have an idea?
I have an idea. Yeah, okay, so it's it says 6 months later.
Great.
And it's one of those old country schools where there's probably 50 students in the entire class, senior class, and it's in Washington State. And this woman's okay, well, we got two, we have a new student, and she's Taylor. And I look up, and Taylor looks up, and he offers a big smile. He's like, "Hi, I'm sorry, my brother just needs to." And then the door opens, and somebody just looks exactly like me walks in. And he's we nod to each other. It's Taylor and Tyler, we just got here. And he takes a seat right next to me. Kind of a hint of what happened to those children.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
My mother was the worst person to run into.
Wow.
And so, we're twins.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it is pretty terrible, but, well, I ran into the worst. I ran into a worst person, so.
All right. What about you, Taylor? Or not Taylor. Sorry.
Well, technically he belongs to her now.
Yeah, so I just want to know what she wants to do with me.
I'm imagining that, a couple days later, probably a week off from school, considering there's been a boatload of tragedies happening here.
Somebody ate the princess.
I'm not going to name names. But, there's a student that's been in the burn unit, apparently.
Yeah. I visited him every day.
I'm sure there's plenty of scuttlebutt about that one.
Yeah.
So when school returns, Sabrina is now very popular. There's still some residual popularity from all the spells that were cast. Mm-hmm. So she walks in just to all this fawning attention, she's really grateful and she's smiling benevolently. And then she just looks over her shoulder to see her favorite minion. And his girlfriend. And he looks very happy because he knows bad things will happen if he doesn't look happy when he's in Cynthia's presence.
I'm fucked.
No, actually you're not, because she's you can't get married yet.
Yeah, so six before marriage. Yeah.
Oh, the look on Jesus' actual face. That was like possession level eye rolling.
Oh, God.
He's over the happy beatific smile in a single tear.
Oh, God, you got the fucking short end of the stick.
Oh, God.
That's what happens when you make a deal with the devil. I have no pity.
You could look for a bigger demon.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could get much worse than this. There's nothing worse than a high school girl, apparently. Yeah. And if there is, I don't want to see it.
Do you eventually get married?
Eventually, yes.
Well, she wants it.
I'm not going to force the issue, but if Cynthia wants to.
Oh, she does. Right out of high school.
But actually, I will say a couple of years down the line when finally me and... there's at some point I move away.
College.
Once away, I go to college. And
she goes to which college?
She goes to which college?
Hogwarts.
A couple of years down the line.
Let's say somewhere
like
in Salem.
About sometime close to the end of college, actually. Cynthia and I actually went to the same college because she followed me.
Of course.
Okay. And at near the end, I look her deep into the eyes. I go close. She's expecting beautiful words. And I say, I'm no longer under her power. And the knife goes just into her heart.
Nice!
I pull it out. I was like, okay. Second time's a charm. And I walk away into the darkness.
Nice.
Should it be third time the charm?
Don't start with me now, boys.
What about you? All
right, so Drake Raven is out of the burn unit, and he's walking back into 666 Cafe for the first time. People are patting him on the shoulders. He's limping a little, but the burns have been remarkably healed. And people are patting him on the shoulder, like, hey, Drake, great to have you back. Hey, man, how you doing? Take it easy, your first day. Mm-hmm. And so he's jump cut to him standing in the busy, next behind the counter during the busy time, and he's just like, extra hot latte, thank you. And he's making an espresso. And a shadow passes over him, and a deep, booming voice, and the shadow that has a top hat on, and says, you did real good back there, boy. I have another book for you. And slowly the Necronomicon is slid across. Get to reading.
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
The credits start to roll.
What a very sad and twisted story. Oh, everyone. God. Everyone.
That was like Fiasco with vampires and shit.
Yeah.
The only person with somewhat good endings are these two. Essentially.
Yeah, I got a brother.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. A fresh start and a brother.
Yeah, yeah. A fresh start and a brother. What about the orphans? Yeah, we don't talk about that.
they're still there. They have a brother.
They're still there, and there's still the story.
Do you guys do any sort of wrap-up at the end?
Yeah, we always
do. Yeah, we talk about the
game. Yeah, we talk about the game some. Yeah.
Especially new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of give... we haven't really formalized yet, because we haven't done all that many new games recently. But it's usually talk a bit about the game this specific game, and then the system in general. That's kind of how we do it.
Okay. I had so much fun playing this character. And not because he was an evil son of a bitch. It was because... That helped a lot, but I'll be honest, when I first decided to play this game, I was like, Twilight RPG. That's instantly what I thought. I'm sorry. And I'm like, I have no interest, but yeah, it was fun.
I absolutely had a blast. I'm so glad that we did agree to pick this up. He GM, thank you for volunteering on Google Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, round of applause for he and she GM. Yeah. Thank you so much.
It was crazy. It was insane. I love all the different archetypes. He GM and she GM. I loved how. Even though you limited some of our archetypes, yeah, we only had like 8 to choose from or something like that. But clearly, you had no idea what we were going to end up picking. But this still felt like such a tailored game to us. Yeah, we've often done as a group games where it's like, yeah, we know ahead of time what game we're going to be playing, but the GM doesn't know until we get around the table what everyone is playing. So often, that first session feels just like, well, we're here to play this pre-made, pre-arranged game. But this really felt like, no, our choices in who we decided to play really had some impact on whatever story you already had planned. So
there was no story
planned. No, really wasn't.
But, well, then you tailored something on the fly very well.
Yeah,
a great skill.
Understood by Thandible.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
Yeah, you know, like, when we first said, like, yeah, let's do, like, a, bring in some new people to try, like, to be guest GMs, like, I was a little worried because Thandible, like, loves to just say, like, hey, mind if I take over for a second? I'm just going to do this really funny thing. I'm just going to narrate for a quick second. Nothing really huge, but we'd like to take, like, players take over the role of storytellers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for, like, a moment.
Just for a moment. Yeah, for those, yeah, for those fun.
What NPCs show up and how we interact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, but that is so different from what we're used to. But it was this game and you guys definitely allowed us to say, like, hey, can I do this? And you're like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It really felt like you were kind of there just to make sure we didn't go too far and to give us, like, clear examples of what some NPCs are saying and basically driving the story forward. But you really did allow us, and this game allowed us to really have fun with telling the story ourselves. So I really love that.
Yeah, I love the organization that you have over there, by the way. You have some sticky notes placed in directly in front of you, attached to the table. I always love seeing the organization of a storyteller like that because it makes me feel like I can, that I can really kind of stretch out and try to do stuff with my character because you can react so much quicker. I really appreciate. I can't do that as a storyteller, mm-hmm. which is why I like it. Mm-hmm. But also, you remember because it's a new system for us. You remembered a lot of stuff for us, which yeah. I really really appreciate because. About three quarters away in the game, like, I totally forgot what my character could do via the system. But you kept on going back and, like, making notes about, conditions and things like that. And so it would remind me, like, oh shit, right, conditions. Yeah, that's something I can do. Most of all, 100%, this is the biggest thing. If you walk away with anything from this experience, I adore the theatric mannerisms that you two have while storytelling.
Yeah.
Seriously. It was great. It was like, there's like storyteller, but then there's like, you guys were like improv group good. Mm-hmm. Like with, especially with Billy when he was playing his character, and then boom, you two immediately became the parents in your body language and the dialogue. And it didn't have to do with us. It had to do with the larger story.
It reminded me of when we named Zap Kacha.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was like an aside.
But more improv-y and more immediate because we'd kind of decided we were going to do that sort of pre-story.
Mm-hmm.
And they just jumped in and did it without any sort of warning. It was great.
Exactly. And it made me feel really encouraged to keep the pace up and also to interact a lot more. Which I really, really appreciate for you guys. And also, I usually don't see dual storytelling working out, and you guys seem to have it down to a good, like, a fine art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And so, it's because, again, I've tried that huge flaming success, failure.
You know about flaming.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's more about failure than success.
Yeah. It's true.
Hey, Cricket, no.
I don't know what
she was sniffing.
Oh, you're talking to a cat. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Whoa.
Careful, cat.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. Angry.
She
does that.
Okay. Yeah, Daniel.
I had a friggin' blast. It's one of those things. I mean, like I think when we first started, I think Angela and I were the only ones who were kind of excited about it because
yeah.
Like, what supernatural romance teen game? Yes!
And yeah, Daniel was like, and I bought in immediately.
Yeah, and everyone was like, what? Wait, what? So,
yeah, I immediately, it's like, I'm just going to make it an asexual character because mm-hmm. I was,
yeah,
I kind of missed it at the end. I'm like, oh, kind of miss
that. Well, and that's kind of my point because, you know, and then we were like, you know, this game really, like, focuses on, like, you know, the sex and the relationships and, you know, and it's like, the romance is in, you know, right there in the description of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with a group like ours is basically four heterosexual guys and one female.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, this could get really awkward really quick.
Uh-huh.
But it worked out.
Yeah.
You know, we basically, well, you know what? Fuck it. You know, like, David basically went like, you know what? Boom.
I'm fucking that guy.
and from there on, it just
you
kind
both
of...
You stake your claim early on.
Yeah. And,
exactly.
And you know what? The thing is, the game itself actually, like, handles that relationship like it just makes it work.
Yeah.
You know, it really and I had, you know, I had a really, really, really good time with that. It been pretty much everything else is echoes what everyone else was saying.
Mm-hmm. So system wise, what do you guys think? This was unique, but
yeah.
I want to hear what you guys thought.
I love the different character classes. They all feel unique in some different, like, we play a lot of different games, like each class was supposed to be different, like Warhammer 40K is like, yeah, the
the Archmage is different from the Rogue Trader, but just same stats. Yeah. Just like different name attacks. But these, like Inferno and Witch, completely different characters, but still work together in the game. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And they blend as you level up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the skills. Yeah, everyone suddenly has hex casting.
Well, I've never seen that before.
Was really funny.
It seemed to make sense in the story. Like, I gained his power.
Yeah, it made perfect sense. I mean, and that's the thing. Most of them eventually, as you level up, you have to take moves from other skins. I guess you guys get that a lot earlier than I do.
Well, the other thing, too...
And I got mimicry, so that was helping me.
But really quick, too, something that we guys wouldn't see in, like, a one-shot, which is there are a lot of things that in other types of Apocalypse World-type games that you can do, like, helping each other. Like, there's a role for helping each other. That doesn't exist here because you're teenagers.
The game's more focused on hurting each other.
Yeah, so, like, as you as your characters progress, I think... When you advance 5 times, I could be wrong, but something like that, you start gaining access to new moves.
At level five, I have necromantic caretakers, which I don't even know what it is because it's not on my skin.
Well, yeah, they're assuming it's in the book somewhere. And like, you can start getting mature moves.
Yeah.
Where you actually like can help each other.
You grow up.
That's cool. Become like
what's hollow siblings?
I think it's like a gang.
Okay.
Or you essentially made one at the end.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, so...
You actually did.
I made a brother. Okay.
Yeah. There's rules for it.
Yeah. Is this game specifically made for one-shots, or can it be a campaign?
It's specifically made for a campaign.
Okay. Oh, really?
It didn't feel that way.
Because, you know, you level up quick, but, you know, like...
But there's a lot of stuff to level through.
There actually is a campaign book he wrote that came out during the summer that is, like, this kind of pre-made, like, really pre-made characters. Not like this, but they actually, you know, he filled them in completely. And there's, like, three, like, episodes you play through that progress a bigger story arc that happens to these people.
I don't think it would be, like, D&D-like campaign. You could play D&D for a very long time.
You can't have, like, a full-on story arc that goes...
Yes. Or, like, watching a TV show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, episode to episode.
I think 12 episodes would be pretty fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we leveled up a lot. Like, a lot of us leveled up, like, twice or even three times in the space of one session.
Wow.
Yeah. But even if you do, like, just one or two level ups per game, there's enough room to have, like, six games with the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as much as we've had with almost any of our games, except maybe Rogue Trader.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a full campaign right there.
I am curious about something, though. Like, say, you know, this really does feel like, I don't know how Apocalypse World is. It's very, like, you don't play a class, you play a type. I'm a vampire, I'm a werewolf. Like, how would you go about saying, like, my character's a computer hacker? Would that even make, like, I want to try to hack the system. How would you make a skill roll with this? Because really seem to, I mean, that was fine with that, because we just kicked ass the entire time. But like, how would a skill...
Like, all the stats are towards interpersonal, sort of.
Yeah, interpersonal, or even physical. But I'm just wondering, how would you, as a DM, when I say, like, I want to try to hack this system, and would you...
Oh, well, so there's two questions here.
Yeah.
Hacking the system is one thing, but how to address that kind of conflict? Like, let's say...
Yeah.
Let's say there's a conflict that there's a specific kind of skill or thing you want to do that doesn't seem to fit what already exists.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, there's rules for coming up with custom moves that are tied to the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So you would create, using the guidelines, a custom move that involved computer hacking or whatever it would be that would be important to the game you're playing.
Okay, so you would have to know... in advance, like what kind of stuff they would come
into. And
it's
not hard to do. Like, I mean, I could do it in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, in this particular game, like, if you wanted to go hack a computer in Monster Hearts, I would ask you why.
Oh, good.
You know, what is your ultimate goal? If you wanted to get, like, dirt on the head cheerleader, you know, like, compromising photos, then I would just progress to, okay, you get those photos, and then what happens at the consequences?
What do you do with it? Yeah,
exactly. Okay. You know what I mean? I would just fast forward as much as possible to kind of narrow it down to, do you want to shut her down? Mm-hmm. Do you want to, like, make her, you know, like, I don't know, probably physical violence? I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, one of those games, just from looking at it, that, like I said, you know, all the stats and pretty much all the moves are designed for sort of interpersonal conflict. Because that's the kind of game it is. That's the focus of the game. It's not so much a game where you're rolling to pick locks and attack and, you know, like the classic RPG stuff. This game, the whole point of it is these interpersonal things. So anything you do outside of that is going to sort of be, like, de-emphasized and brought back, like she said.
Okay, so I see. So it's more like just you all agree you are telling a story and you're all trying to play a certain character. So we're not going to have the jock saying, I'm going to hack the computer now. And it's going to be like, you know... Well, how could you? That doesn't make sense. Well, for your character.
So, but one thing you could do is okay. Let's use this as a concrete example.
Okay.
Right. So why do you want to hack the computer?
I'm trying to find the I'm trying to find the secret file that the tyrant's been keeping on his in his office.
So there's information you need.
Yeah.
Right. So strangely enough, this game covers that with the roll in the dark roll. Mm. That handles all kind of information gathering. Okay. It's kind of like knowledge leads to, because it's thematic. Mm-hmm. Right, so knowledge leads you to places that you might not want to go.
Okay, so you're not doing the mundane stuff like I hack into his Facebook to get his some photos. Like, you're like,
but that might be like the gazing to the abyss.
That's an idea. Like this is if I was running this game, like how I might have like approached that. Like you said, okay, you know, you want to hack into the computer because you want to get this information. If when we were making the character, when you were making your character's history, you'd already specify, like, yeah, my character's a geek, my character's a nerd, my character knows about computers, then I'd go straight up, all right, you do it, and go on to the interpersonal thing. But if, for example, you're playing the jock, or you're playing a character that clearly, like, your character would not be able, like, the chances that your character would hack this are very small. So it's like, all right, you want this file, so how are you going to, you know, you
clearly look at it,
so how? Yeah. And you take it back to the person, all right, well, you know, can you use your hot or you know, exactly. whatever to like, you know,
seduce, you turn on the nerd guy.
Yeah, turn on the nerd to manipulate somebody else into doing this for you, et cetera, et cetera.
So it might be like everything around the situation, right?
Right.
Like,
no, it makes it's very interesting. I mean, it seems like it gives a lot of leeway for you to do a lot of things, but also for the storyteller to really mold, like everybody's saying, it's very cinematic, this entire process. This is not like, you know, oh, you failed a role. It's like, no, that's not important.
It definitely, like, there's a lot of, if it makes sense for the fiction of what we're doing, right? Like, cause and effect, like, the characters in the situation. If everything makes sense and it flows in a way that people buy into, if it's not a move, that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Right, okay.
The moves are actually just a place to zoom into where the drama is in this great game. So I think that's a lot of it. Like, there's a game that's based on this system, I'm trying to remember, what's the new one that's
Sagas of the Icelanders.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it so much.
So I just backed it today, you might know more about it than I do.
I haven't been following it terribly closely, but seeing Sagas of the Icelanders and reading a little bit about it was what made me make that post on Google+. I'm like, all right, people, I'm hearing all this stuff about Apocalypse World. Somebody explain it to me. Because I have to say, like, the Apocalypse World website doesn't tell you that much about the game.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, minimalistic stylistic choices, but I'm like, come on, give me an example of a character I can play. Give me, you know, a little bit more. And I felt that the Monster Hearts site was kind of similar to that. So it's like, all right, crowdsource my information. I've heard about Apocalypse World. I've heard people talking about Monster Hearts. There's now this Sagas of the Icelanders. There are all these very different settings that are all apparently using the same system. Somebody tell me about it. Or it's like, or don't sell me on it. Tell me why this is the worst thing to ever happen to gaming. Mm-hmm, Nobody did. Mm-hmm. Everyone just had great things to say about it. Yep. And then, of course, he GM pops up and he's like, hey, I'll GM Monster Hearts for your group. And I'm like,
I'll walk to your apartment. Or in this case, drive for some reason that would take longer than walking.
I'm going to give it definitely points. I think this is probably the most unique system that we've played this year alone. And it's a unique system that works.
Yes.
I mean, we ran into a couple of games where it's like, oh, I really like the system, but it's either a bad book that's hard to follow, or just a little bit too complex, or a little bit too far out there. It's really unique, and it takes maybe a little bit to get used to.
But not that much. It's not that bad. It's really streamlined.
It's really just, we often play games that even if they're indie games, they're still in the very traditional RPG mold. Mm-hmm. You can clearly see the influence.
There's an entire chapter on combat mechanics.
Yeah, so you see the influence of D&D and all these games where there is a dice roll for everything. Holy cow. You are always rolling dice. And, you know, there's good and there's bad about that. Doesn't really matter. But we definitely are drawn towards games that let us tell a story, mechanics be damned. And this is the first time where I even began to feel that a system was actually accomplishing that. There's a lot of games that claim their mechanics get out of the way.
Yeah.
And it's not even that
get out of your way. This supports you.
Yeah. Yes. And there's a couple of things that's kind of held up on. Like, I kept being like, No, you can only manipulate an NPC, and that just seems so broad when other categories seem much more specific, like turn someone on versus shut someone down. And it's like, why can't I do those on an NPC?
You can shut an NPC down. The only thing you're restricted is you can't use the manipulate an NPC role for the player character.
Yeah, you can do all the same things apply.
Well, then it just seems like a weird... Then why can't I manipulate an NPC? Why do you give me such a general thing for NPCs and not anywhere else? That's like the only thing that I've got. Sure. It's just kind of... It's almost like a linguistic thing. Like, maybe if that was just less broad, more broad elsewhere.
I have seen in games that people have played this the first time, that has been a little bit of a tricky thing. Mm-hmm. You know, because the expectations are set somewhat different.
Yeah.
But I do understand why we don't want to be... I understand why that made that differentiate, because it's like, no, I want you to role-play manipulating him, other than just like, I win. You know, I understand it does feel a little weird, but other times I understand how...
It makes any PC, you know, PC to PC manipulation... more complicated, but I think not necessarily in a bad way. Because again, with an NPC, you manipulate them with just a single role, and you're done. With a PC, you can't manipulate them that simply. But you do have your strings. You can turn them on. You can shut them down. You can do almost anything else to a PC and start racking up those strings, racking up all these other things that effectively let you manipulate. They still have their own freedom. At the end of the day, they can still say, no, I'm not doing what you want me to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you played them so hard that even when they refused you, now you've got three strings on them and they've got through five conditions.
Basically, the system perfectly shows that relationships are complicated.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially yours.
And I would also say with the manipulate NPC, what's interesting about that is if you get the middle result, the most common result, the 7-9, it says the MC will tell you what it'll take to get the NPC to do what you want. Do it, and they will. And what they want you to do might be very complicated. Mm-hmm. So they might be like, I will do that for you, or if you use magic to impress someone. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that created
this whole
craziness, right? Yes. Like
a Roman orgy, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, or just barely, you know, but still,
Roman makeout session.
Come on. Yes, I mean, we're 17. Yeah. So the idea is, it's simple, but can snowball and escalate the situation. Mm.
I think amongst all of us, I'm the most like dead set in the traditional RPG. Environment. Really? I mean, there's like, in my mind, it's very difficult to marry.
I had no idea.
The idea between, like, there's improv games, which I can play, and then there's role-playing games, which involve rules, and then sometimes there's Fiasco, which is the closest I get to, like, a marriage of the two. And so I had a lot of fun with I love character creation systems that are interactive storytelling, where everybody is invested in each other's background. I love that so much because nothing feels worse than showing up to a game and everybody else has sent the storyteller like a 3-page background. You're like, I'm just some card mechanic and I don't know anything else. But this was like, I knew everybody's character and their motivations and it felt like even when we were kind of like separate, I knew that the game was specifically designed to funnel us back together. That's not just the role of the he and she GM, but also the game is specifically designed so that most of the stuff we can do is because we're in the presence of one another. And I like that, especially because it kind of stops us from splitting up the party.
Mm-hmm. Which we're notorious for.
Except when it's incentivized by someone being evil and...
What?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. So I love the...
Morally ambiguous.
I love the theatrical.
Morally, you're pretty. You're morally ambiguous. Yeah. I've never seen somebody get screwed over so bad.
I know.
It's like they all cashed in the GM game. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was
pretty
nice.
I would say this though for people listening at home that my sorry, I'm kind of late. I'm kind of tired. I would say that I was having trouble remembering what I could do because of the vague notion of the four attributes. I had no idea until you just said so 10 minutes ago that I could roll dark for anything other than stabbing myself and talking to the devil. And had I known that, I didn't level up. I leveled up barely at the end because the method in which I could use dark was just... there was only one example, and that example continuously didn't really lead to any sort of answer. It led to an answer, but then I was playing the mortal probably wasn't the best idea with the witch. And that's specifically the witch. Mm-hmm. Because the witch is imbalancing, mm-hmm. but apparently the other players had the capability to also take the witch's powers, so it became, it was, I mean, the climactic battle scene was literally, all the supernaturals and then the mortal trying to catch up. And that's why I was silent a lot of the time. I was like, but I don't really understand what I can do. I can try to hit on you, and then you're like, I make a Roman orgy. I'm like, all right, there's a vastly different spectrum here. There's like
can my the mortal character.
Yeah, I've never actually played the mortal myself. I don't think so.
I think if you had leveled up, you could have gotten hex power.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You could have gotten something magical. Yeah. But where the mortal's real strength is manipulating everyone else, is really becoming the center of attention and becoming a creating a triangle.
Oh, I got that. Yeah, I got that. But during everything up until the party, and I love the mortal. I specifically chose it knowing that there was going to be an instance like that. But I think that if there weren't people with abilities to mimic other abilities instantaneously, as opposed to leveling up,
the power ramp would go.
Yeah, it spiked really high. Also, because I didn't know that I could use dark to do like research and stuff. That's one of my attributes for getting XP. I was never rolling my XP stats because they did two things. They were the most limited. There was hot, where I could turn people on. And that's awkward with all your friends.
Manipulating NPCs.
Manipulating NPCs as well. But there weren't a lot of NPCs in which I had the opportunity to, because, you know, we had five player characters. But also there's Dark, which is talking to the Void. And the Void thing was awesome. I loved that dynamic. But then when I got my answers, I'd be like, shit, I'm not a witch, werewolf, or, like, Frankenstein. Like, I'm having a lot of trouble, like, figuring out what I do now.
Sure.
So I'd say just beware of that if you play this at home. I mean, any game with supernaturals from White Wolf to this, like, and you play the mortal, you know what you're getting into. I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, one of the powers of the mortal is you could just start making everyone do what you want by manipulating them, by turning them on, or... You know, essentially.
Yeah, maybe like, it's. I don't really understand the benefit of turning people on. I guess like it didn't really get approached.
Because you keep gaining strings on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
You keep tying other people's characters to yourself over and over until like I've got three strings on him, two strings on him. You've got five strings on everyone.
I mean, the last time when I ran a game with the mortal in it, when the mortal went to her darkest self, she started essentially raising pitchforks. Against all the supernaturals.
Really?
She started yelling and screaming like he's a werewolf and like you know and getting mobs against people because you know just the whole flip on you know the obsession of like oh you hurt me so much now I hate you.
I would say too though the mortal is strangely even though it's the mortal and it sounds like oh you're not having to deal with magic because in other games you're like oh if I play a spellcaster that's the complicated part in some ways the mortal here seems to me and I've never played the mortal but from reviewing the skin really quick it actually seems probably the hardest character to play because you can't directly do what you want there's some hoops you kind of have to go through like so for example sympathy is my weapon is one of the things that were checked off here so every time you forgive someone for hurting you and excuse their base nature, take a string on them.
Yeah, that was useful, but then I got lit on fire. but then I forgave him for that, but then I had a string. I guess for me, because I have trouble not understanding a system that is not like draconian and it's like rules. It's just like Dragon's Law. No, it's just like you can do this with this period. You can do this with this period, and never the twain shall meet. Learn it.
Yeah.
That's the game I'm used to. So when it was like, oh, you can roll your hot. Both the concept of like flirting as an act of aggression or tool, and then like gaining string. I forgot that like halfway through the game, and so while people were throwing around powers. I mean, I think it's understandable. I forgot about strings because, like, no one was using strings. People were making each other turn into toads and shit. And so I was just like, I try to kiss him and I got lit on fire. What's the lesson here?
When I was playing, like, I would forget, like, I had, like, cold and volatile. And for a while, I just forgot about, like, how do I make it so I'm shutting people down all the time with cold? Like, how do I do that? So I started just picking fights. Just so I could shut them down.
Oh, yeah, you know? No.
Like, so it did
so
feel...
So you're setting the move up.
Yeah, it did feel a little bit sometimes like... I don't think it's the problem of the game. It just feels like, since it's our first time, it's like, I need to know what each stat, how each stat can be used.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that might be a problem with these cards, too.
I was kind of thinking, like, I love the idea of it limits it immediately. It's not me going, like, oh, okay, wait, where is that on the sheet? It's, no, here it is.
But if you had all the things in front of you.
You know, in my downtime, I could have, you know, I could have taken a moment to review it and been like, okay, I'm planning ahead. Now I know I can do that.
Sure. But for a first time, they were really helpful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love the cards because it felt like a nice personal touch that encouraged me to do weird shit.
Sure. But it's not your turn having the sheet, which we have, we just busted out. And I think that might have been a mistake. Maybe it would have been good to use both.
Yeah,
might have. On the other hand, the benefit of us not having that in front of us is we're just kind of saying, well, I want to do this. How do I accomplish that? And you're like, well, it sounds like you should shut someone down. You should be trying to do this.
So I think that that works generally. I think where it gets complicated is with your character, the mortal, because the mortal is more complicated. Mm-hmm. So the mortal has to, like...
Because I chose mortal because I didn't want too much complication.
Oh, no. So
you've chosen.
I think the least complicated one is werewolf. Yeah, yeah. You're just ripping things apart all the time.
I can see that.
And the mortal, it seems like... You gotta get in trouble with people so that they hurt you, so then you forgive them, so you get a string on them, so then you get them to do something.
It's a lot of politics.
And it's just like a lot of like bouncing forth. So that on our end, what we would do differently, I think, is we would just like set those expectations and would be like, hey, you play this character, but here's some tricky parts with it. You know?
Yeah, and I think that's, I went into this thinking mortal as more of a open-ended, like a blank sheet. That I could fill in, but then as I played the character, I didn't realize that. So I looked at my powers and I was like, actually, there's probably like a very audible change at some point during the recording where I suddenly start giving a shit about everybody because I was going to be like an evil mortal. Like I was even originally going to like vector it so that I was like mad that there are other supernaturals and witches and you know, and like gargoyles and shit. They think they're so special. I'll bring them down. But then I kept reading my powers like, oh no, poor gargoyles and witches, their lives are so hard. And like, you really are like humanity, you're caring and you're loving, and that's really interesting. I just didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, so you went in like, I'm going to be an evil human, then you realize, oh, my powers are...
Yeah, kind of wanted to rock Richard III kind of feel.
It's a very specific role. Yeah. I will say this about going back to like the system itself and the cards and all that. The listeners at home don't know this. When we're talking about the cards, we're talking about 52-pack, you know, deck of cards. We're talking 9 cards. You lay them all out there the size of a single sheet of paper. Mm. I love the fact that this is a system that basically, you know, with your character sheet and basically one sheet of paper has everything you need to know about
the
deck.
Yes, that is really...
There
is
no, one sheet for the GM. There is no, like... Wait, I wanna drive a car. What page is that on? Okay, page 64. Okay,
I'd be okay and with this game having a poor index.
Yeah, exactly. And then like 2 minutes later, somebody else wants to hack a computer. Oh wait, that's chapter A, page
subsystem A, B, and C.
And then that'll make Jesus's life easier because he spends lots of time editing out 15-minute chunks of what page is that on?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I'd imagine that the first part where we did our characters together would actually be really interesting to listen to because there's a lot of, but like you did such a great job too when you were describing your character and working the background and like what the strings actually meant and everything. I we'll see when we listen back to it, but it sounded because there wasn't necessarily a lot of dead time and there was a lot of people really putting passion to their characters that I felt that was evocative.
Yeah.
I also like, I was kind of curious to see if one of us would die to come back as our evil selves, because I love the idea that,
you came pretty close.
I was clearly aiming for it at that point. I was like, well, I'm going to be evil mortal whether you like it or fucking not.
I picked up, when I leveled up, the short rest for the Wicked One, which is basically, like, the sheet says, like, it's basically handing the storyteller a, hey, kill me all you want, because I can come back, so make, fuck everyone over, make me die, put me in really crazy situations, kill me.
That's awesome. Anyways, I don't want to sound like I gripe too much, it's just that as my role in Fandible is always to get the shit into the stick, and so like when I botched my role as the immortal, I was like, perfect, this is my natural molecular resting stick.
I told you, it's like the one time when his role, it's like, this is David's time to shine. Yes.
Botch.
Never happened.
That's how it always works.
People are yawning, so I feel like...
Okay.
This is probably one of the longest recordings we've done so far.
Yeah. You're probably on the GM side, I feel like not rolling is pretty awesome.
Love mm-hmm. it. I don't want to roll ever again.
Like, because yeah. then you can listen to people, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. a lot of running a lot of games, not just this one, is listening to what people do so then you can build on it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need to provoke people so they have something to say so you can listen to it, then build on it, mm-hmm. right? And it's easier to do that if I'm not flipping through hundreds of pages of things. Mm-hmm. And even when I run a game that does involve a lot of that, I'll usually delegate to people, like, okay, you're the spell person, and you're the mm-hmm. Hacking person, and mm-hmm. they have their own books, and then when it's time to do that, they're the GM of hacking, and then yeah. they can look it up for the rest of us, mm-hmm. so that way I can
that
listen
might be
more.
Something to steal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
but we're pretty good. We just usually just homebrew, like, fuck it, just do it. Just yeah. I assume this will work.
Yep. You know, you figure out what works for your group, and yeah. what makes sense, and what can keep things going. Just, so I really like that this allows me to actually have more space in my brain to listen and think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of times the GM role in different games, you can be overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You know, and some people get used to it because they're like, I've been GMing for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, but like, Jesus Christ, 15 years is a requirement to run some of these games. Like,
PhD. I've mean, never run Rifts. It's crazy shit.
Yeah, so I do like that aspect.
Where you only feel like you've been GMing for 15 years.
This book also,
you know why I have these white hairs? Because of you guys.
Yeah. But this book also specifically Monster Hearts is very well written.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And it's very well edited. I believe the person who edited is named Daniel Wood, mm-hmm. Super cool guy. Did a great job doing that. And it does have the benefit that Apocalypse World was out for like 2 years, and they clearly played it like crazy, mm-hmm. so that they figured out, okay, when we were running Apocalypse World, what parts were confusing for us? When we write Monster Hearts, how can we make it as clear as possible, since we ourselves are the customers?
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Indie game creators, did you hear that? They had an editor. That's awesome.
I'm available. I'm just saying.
We love you, indie game creators. Yeah. We love you. Yeah. Editors.
Yeah,
editors are important.
So important.
And also, like, a character sheet. Like, I when games don't have a character sheet, it drives me crazy. Because usually this is how I figure out if I even want to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be like, can I see what a character looks like?
Because mm-hmm.
it gives you an idea of what you can actually do.
Again, that's such an easy thing to have on your website.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do. Strangely enough, they do have. You can download.
I saw on the Monster Hearts site, you can download quite a few of the skins.
But if it's obvious, because when you first go to it, you don't necessarily know what's what.
Yeah,
you know,
that's actually part of what got me originally excited about the mm-hmm. game. Because I was like, that's good. Yeah, but one more random, you know, indie game. But then it's like I read about the skins, and then I actually got to download and look at a couple of them, and I was like, oh, this looks like fun. Mm-hmm. That, like, yeah. you know, just looking at the characters is really what got me excited about the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So, final thing is...
Any final thoughts?
Would you play again?
Yes.
Oh,
God,
yes.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course, since you have the project.
And we like the system, so we're going to have to look a little deeper into the whole Apocalypse World thing and other settings as well.
Most definitely. All right.
Special thanks to...
I was going to say that. Give me a break. Jesus Christ, man.
I'm there for you, man. I'm trying to help out.
You're taking the mortal too far. That's all I'm saying. No.
I forgive you.
Okay. Special thanks. Special thanks to our GMs, the he GM or she GM, or she GM or he GM, whichever order you want to go to.
Labels.
Labels.
Co-GMs were awesome.
Thank you very much for role-playing and GMing this idiotic team in front of you.
You guys great.
Thank you very much. Mm. All right. This is JasusReddy with TheFanable.com role-playing podcast. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.